Okay. Cool. So the other day, Chad and I were playing a game, and he's playing Signar. He keeps talking about how he has Signar. I was like, no, Chad, you don't have Signar, whatever. But he finally got his Jakes in the mail, and he was super excited to play with her. So
it's not that funny.
So it's because he knows what's coming. Poor Chad didn't. So anyway, we're playing the game, whatever. Like, Jakes was performing exceptionally well, but I was able to draw a bead on her with Holt, and Holt put her in the ground. And Chad, he was sniffling a little bit. But it really got bad when I pointed out on that Kickstarter model that there's this ugly, like, big lump on her inner thigh. And I was like, Jakes has a dong. And Chad just started weeping.
And that's what I call the crying game.
I tried to hold it for so long. I'm the only one.
On my eyes.
My sides.
Like, no, we're never going to do another opening like that again.
But Josh just, like, everyone in the background just...
I was holding it. Those two broke down. Me and Crump were just like...
I broke down because he broke down.
Broke down because he changed it a lot.
The sniffling, I think, broke you.
I can't wait until that actually gets released. And then one of two things is going to happen. Either one, John's going to get some flack from, like, Schick or something. And then John's just going to, like, permaban in the podcast. Two, none of that will happen. Well, that could also happen in this scenario, I guess. And
yes, stop. Oh my god.
Everyone who got their Kickstarter model immediately starts looking at the inner thigh.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Muse on Minis, Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
I don't know if the guests are supposed to do it or not.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. We also didn't.
Miami.
Yeah. First try. How did I not get it on the first try?
Because you're calling.
I have some thoughts.
All right. I am Crump, and I play Circle, Rhett, Mercs, and new to the faction of Convergence.
Thanks to Brother Adam.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's
sounds like a Pokemon trainer. Brother Adam.
Brother Adam.
This is Lance. I play Kador.
Fox Crix.
Colin Signar.
Guest, IDK. I mean, Josh.
They know who you are.
Follow the script,
Josh.
I'm so very F-list famous.
F-list? I feel like we're at least D-listers.
You guys are.
I mean, we're above the main cast.
You guys you guys get significantly more forum posts.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people, we actually have discussions that people want to discuss.
Like, how to announce Bienvenido.
Yeah, or like...
I don't think that
if there's
was
one, if there's one thing you could change in all of War Machine related to Colin, what would it be?
I'd prefer him to just not be a part of it.
That's all your fault. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to make a time machine. Undo my wrongs.
So, okay. First, we're going to go into hitting on some old topics.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, boy.
Lance got some questions on our forums from episode 4.
Yes.
Get him, Lance.
Get him. Lance
him. Get a Ray. Get him, Lance.
All right.
Sick him.
All right. There were some responses on the number 4 episode that I feel like kind of addressing directly that might be of interesting. Miso. Is the name of the guy who asked the first question.
I immediately went to, it's not what they say in Happy Gilmore, but the Mr.
Mr. No, I was definitely.
I think the Mr. Mr. lady's dead.
Ah, Miso.
So,
Yeah. Yep. I actually went to both of those. Yeah.
Nice.
Same I also went to Miso Soup.
Soup's good. Anyways.
This is the riveting discussion that we need to make.
I know. How we get more posts, I do not know. So for the mid-tier section, could you do a piece on how Kador deals with Runes of War without using Butcher 3? So it's talking about E-Doomy, Alpha, and Trolls in general be really helpful. Focusing on tournament lists would be more helpful rather than being able to make a specialist anti-troll list for casual play only.
So there's two parts to this question. One is, as a Kador player, how to deal with Runes of War outside of Butcher 3? And
yes.
then also, how do I deal with Doomshaper 2, who is not Runes of War?
Oh.
Because Doomshaper 1 is a Runes of War. Doomshaper 2 is the...
But it said Edumi on the thing, but I think they might have just made a mistake. I mean, let's just talk about Runes of War, because there's a whole Kador forum in the Privateer Press forum post about this. And
how
I don't quite...
Runes of War?
And then everybody goes, Butcher 3. But not Butcher 3. And that, to me... And I just want to come out directly on it, saying, if you've got a tool in your faction that is amazing against a bunch of other things and is particularly good against it, why would you limit yourself to not?
Like, it's a reasonable thought experiment, just because I don't think that there's any... Well, it's rare. It does happen, but it's rare that in an entire faction there's only one specific answer to a problem.
Right.
In addition, like, there's a possibility that they don't want to play Butcher 3 for, like, some sort of matchup problems, character
maybe
issues, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Maybe it's against their playstyle to play a caster like that, so they're looking for something.
It's also
it could
possible.
Be, but
in any case, yeah. I think it's good to recognize Butcher 3, obviously, best answer, but I don't think it's bad to discuss what
no,
the other options.
It's
I don't
not.
Actually know if I would just chop him up as automatically the best
So,
and he's not automatically be the best, but
I'm not sure. I just haven't thought about the matchup very much. Right? I mean, Runes of War, up to this point, I have not heard a Kador player be like, oh, Runes of War, I can't deal with the Runes of War.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it from other factions, like Signar's. I've seen Signar posts like that.
Well,
I've seen Scorn posts.
It's people that have problems cracking armor, and notoriously Kador isn't one that has that issue.
Well, as I have always seen it, the problem with Runes of War is threefold. You've got to get past the screening units of Rune Shapers with Force Lock. Then you have to get past Janissa's Wall, and then you have to be able to break armor. Like,
yep.
if you can do those three things, and you can beat the list. But doing all three of those things is somewhat difficult.
It is.
And Kador doesn't have many reach checks, right? Like, you've got...
We got the Spriggan.
And Beastone 9.
And Beastone 9.
Which can make, as coming from somebody who tried to beat Runes of War with Dwarf Jacks from before Earthbreaker was released. And Dwarf Jacks share a lot of things in common with a lot of Kador Jacks.
Sure.
That beating the wall is oftentimes before the Maul comes and gets you is oftentimes very difficult.
Well, the forum post itself listed a number of answers to it that I 100% agree with, and those are Doom Reavers on wide flanks that can't be
super legit.
That cannot be targeted by their AoE spells or directly by the spells, and they just come in on really extreme angles. Because they won't have anything behind them to aim at, and they can't aim at them because of the spell warding, so it just makes them... They should be able to be delivered fairly easily.
Yeah.
And kill what gets in there when it happens. Then you've got Iron Fang Pikemen with Iron Fang Kovniks for no knockdown. So that if they're just advancing in a shield wall, it's going to be slow, but if you're just advancing in a shield wall and they shoot the knockdown AoEs at you, it won't matter. And they should be able to survive the AoE blasts as they hit, or even the direct blasts as they hit, and then eventually get in there. So when all of that all happens at once, you should be able to take at least the Rune Shapers down. What happens after that, though, is going to be kind of up to you. You know, how many of your guys survive to get in there, how many beasts you can take out after the fact. P.I. Risk is an incredibly good caster for all of that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Battle Lust plus Fearless on Iron Fang Pikeman is going to do... give you good enough damage to do what you need to do, plus no knockdown tough, you know, 4-plus tough infantry is going to make it so that you can win that attrition battle a lot easier. And, you know, there's just lots of options for things he can do.
Sure. Are there any POW 12 guns in Kador other than, like, blundermusses?
On casters?
On that.
Casters have hand cannons.
Yeah, I mean, like, a unit.
No. They're all POW 10s.
Grolar is POW 12, isn't he?
He is.
Oh my god, I
Range
got
8, POW 12.
It. No, I got it. You take Vlad with
Vlad 1. All right, so Vlad what?
Oh, I just
with Outriders.
I was trying to think of
how
are Outriders POW 12?
The sprays are.
Yep.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, like you do that. I don't know.
As are Tiernans.
I'm trying to think of like why this is such a huge deal. Like,
what's the POW 12? Like, why are you trying to pouch armor?
Easier to kill, like, rune shapers and things.
What's the armor on rune shapers?
They're 15, 17 if they're in the stone. Usually two of the units, like, aren't in the stone just due to the limits of, like, the stone.
Yeah. It's 8 boxes, dice off 5.
It's 5 boxes.
They're 5 boxes.
Oh, they're 5?
They're 5 boxes, but they're steady, tough steady.
Gotcha.
The other problem is almost never killing the rune shapers, except the rune shapers delay you with force lock and whatnot and tie up your attacks until such time as Mulg, the Earthborn, and the Mauler get in position to just wreck you. Like, that's usually the situation. Like, they're a very good delay screen.
I guess it's just, like, Earthborn and Mulg in that list are so slow.
Yeah, that's why you need the delaying screen. Like,
and so is Kador.
That's why they're good in that list, because they set up and they force lock and they prevent pieces from getting to those until the Mauler and the Earthborn and Mulg have had time to move up the field.
Yeah, I guess that's why I was like wondering about how 12-ish shooting guns, because then you can just like kill rune shapers
like early on.
Yeah, because like the only times I played against Runes of War is like when I read in the most recent game that I played against Runes of War was like a synergy virus list, and I had Invictors in it, and Invictors just blew them, like, blew 2 units off the table before they even engaged.
Sure. Kator can take Nis, right?
Yeah, they're about 10s, though, so it's not as awesome. But yeah,
you know, they have CMA.
I mean, you could even do, like, a P-Butcher feat.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Early feat turn.
Murder.
Cutthroats are actually, I mean, they're natural prey as trolls. Like, they love playing. I love playing cutthroats against
trolls. Yeah, I mean, especially.
What in particular makes them so awesome against
trolls? Death 12. Because the point is that they're, like, first of all, Death 12 means that now they're hitting on 7s and 5s if they get to aim, which, like, their hitting is the biggest deal, because otherwise, like, they're boosted POW 10s, so they're like gun mages that always brutal.
Is that the poison?
The poison.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
pretty good for killing multi-wound infantry, which trolls have. In
yeah.
I mean, saw 7, though?
Honestly,
yeah,
so yeah that
like,
killed
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
on average, one crow kills one.
Well, it puts about 4 boxes on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't straight up kill
them. Anyone spikes, they kill one, and like otherwise every 2 will like.
And by spikes, barely spike.
Barely spike, yeah.
Like
S&P spiking.
Yeah.
10 models in the unit, and so
yeah.
I mean, the problem is that they are only 10-inch range.
Yeah,
but yeah. Like in general, the army that I actually legitimately like to play crows against is trolls, because they're good against multi wound. Like poison makes them good against multi wound infantry, and they can actually hit Def 12.
Like I'm not advocating like go get crows, put them in your list, but I was just thinking like if you're having problems with Runes of War and you don't want to play Vlad, like.
I mean, there's like
crows actually seem like they have a lot of potential in Kador, but they don't really.
You could
get
go get winter crows.
Oh
you
my
could
gosh,
get winter crows. Those were really segment done.
Get winter crows.
Yeah, I think any of the like hand of fate and signs of importance will help. I think like purist just liberal application of battle less to the face is usually a pretty good.
As weird as this probably sounds for this matchup, I actually really like in my brain right now having like Widowmakers in the list. To just like, oh, killed that rune bear or rune shaper, but he made a tough check. Another one. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Just like, do a point.
I don't.
Tough check again.
I mean, just having them in the list in general.
And they
like
can
fen
just.
Blades
and dislodge
them. Well,
you won't
face fen blades against rune.
Oh,
and
so okay, yeah.
They're very good at picking apart the creel stone.
I was going to say, they can also just like run on the first turn to flank and like threaten the creel stone, which is valuable.
Yep.
So. I don't hate them. They're not useless. They're not amazing.
That's interesting. I don't think anybody ever mentioned them on that forum post, so that's good information. We're
I mean,
adding something original.
The most annoying thing is when a rune shaper makes a tough check, and then you're like, just do one more point. Oh, sniper, boop.
Yeah, like,
which Widowmakers would be good for as well.
Yeah.
We have definitely options for a lot of snipers in the army if we needed to have one.
But other...
Like, anything that's going to hunt Janissa, valuable. I definitely like Eliminators, particularly with like Saxon Oric, because it's somewhat different. Like it's with the 5 wounds, Deviated Blast is not going to kill an Eliminator from the Rune Shapers. So they usually have like because it's POW 6, POW 7. So
that's enough to kill.
Yeah, this is actually.
I mean, they have to roll a 10.
They're arm 11.
They're arm 11 with 5 boxes.
Right.
So a POW 7, you have to roll a 10 or like a
Sure.
Yeah.
The worst part about the Kayazi situation is the force locking. Like, you want those Limiteers to go over and beyond and into things in the backfield, which you're not able to do with those. And then Janissa has, what, that Shockwave Ground Zero push
thing? She has
thing?
A three-inch push.
Yeah. So, I mean, she can disengage herself from them, and then they're just kind of sitting out there in the open and can
get
shot.
If you get a unit of Limiteers to charge Janissa, you should kill her. Like, you got 2 POW 15 9 POW 15 combo strikes.
It depends on what they have. They usually have her behind the Rune Shapers.
Right. So, like,
throwing the wall
what
forward.
What you want to do is you want to flank out your Eliminator and work to clear a lane that they can charge in on the Janissa.
Right.
Like, I want, like, when I'm facing Runes of War, I want pieces that hunt solos because I want to scalpel Janissa out if I have the opportunity. And I want pieces that have Pathfinder, so I do not have to worry about charging over the wall to get onto Mulg or the Earthborn. And those, like, they need to hit hard and they need Pathfinder, so, like, Great Bears.
It's not a very... I mean, choose half the casters in Kador. They
which
can
is
give Pathfinder to
why
a
I'm
jam.
Sort of surprised that this is this,
a
that
thing.
Runes of War is, like, a problem for Kador because I would think they would have most of the tools.
I don't think it is.
Have you played against Runes of War much?
Not with Kador. I fought him with Circle a long time ago, like a couple Mayhem Cups ago, when Andy from Madison had him in a list, and I was like, ooh, this is kind of annoying as hell to
take out. What about just building some, like, Sorsha 2 list with Malakov, and then being able to just, like, balance charge redline this heavy, like, and then Sorsha feet, and then this heavy just, like, auto-kills Mulg?
I'm not as excited about, like, a heavy bullet list, particularly if it's relying on, like, Sorsha's feet.
Well, that list will have two heavies, at least.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. The problem is, like, killing one of the heavies against Runes of War isn't enough, even if it is Mulg, because the Earthborn and the Mauler are both really hard to kill, and they both can do a lot of work. So,
I mean, Mulg is number one. You have to take him out.
Yeah.
But I
prefer, it's also a lot easier for the troll player to play around, like, these are the two things that can hurt you, as opposed to, like, I play P-Irisk, and I have Iron Fangs and Kiazi and Great Bears, so, like, these things will all kill your heavies, and you can't stay away from all of them.
Right.
Yeah, I do feel like P-Irisk is a good answer, actually.
For some reason, I think P-Butcher would be decent, too.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, Fury on a Conquest, just kind of hanging out in the back, just shooting.
And then
eventually that turn where he just blows everything off the table, and then it's like, what else do you have? Mulg? Oh, that's cute. He's going to come in, and now this Conquest is POW 25, and he's just going flying in and punch you in the face.
Absolutely. I think P-Butcher is a fine answer as well.
I
think Kador has enough things that...
Absolutely.
Like,
The thing that I'm concerned about, like, they have plenty of armor cracking potential options to take in their casters. I'm just concerned about a reliable way to kill Rune Shapers in large enough quantities so that they don't, like, do anything.
Butcher 3.
I do feel like P-Butcher is a really good answer. Because I feel like his, like, the kind of P-Butcher that Cool Kurt plays from Springfield.
Cool Kurt.
Yep. Yep. His kind of P-Butcher gunline. It seems like it would be pretty strong, actually. I know I've seen him play that. It's been the same P-Butcher list for, like, 2 years or something like that. And I know he played against Chad at a Daikon a few years back.
Do you know what's in it? I mean, what just...
It's just, like, Widow... Or not Widowmakers. Winter Guard Rifle Corps.
It's like the Death Star.
And then, like, Nissan Valachev, I think.
Okay.
It's just, like, take all of the things in the faction that shoot, and then that's the list.
Mm. Huh.
And then, like...
I would think that list would rely too heavily on the feet to be able to
crack everything,
get through, and you're not going to get through everything. So I feel like
he still has Fury.
He does, but that doesn't apply to your guns, right?
No, it's not all guns.
I will tell you from experience that charging Nyss are not good enough against.
Well, charging Nyss with Fury are pretty good.
It's about 12.
Yeah,
makes it about 12.
All right.
I think that's the point he's trying to make. That.
Oh, okay.
Butcher always has ways of amping up the damage of whoever he's got sitting with him.
They are still weapon masters, and even though they're POW 9, as long as they have Fury, it's actually pretty substantial.
Okay.
So I think we've answered it. I mean, there seems to be a ton of responses or tons of ways that Kador can handle it outside of Butcher 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always like the removal of Tough or anything like that, but at least ways of taking most of that front line out.
Sure.
The second one. was from Octavius Maximus, and he wanted to discuss the Butcher 3 list that Jamie P. had shared with me that I decided to share with the community at large regarding a Jack-heavy Butcher list, a Butcher 3 list. And he responded in... He thought about the Butcher 3 list dojo and the multiple Jacks, and why not do something similar with Butcher 2? And his list was Butcher 2... I can't quite tell with the description afterwards, but he has Juggernaut, Spriggan, and then Andre and Beast09, and I don't know what order what goes with things, because he's talking about the Spriggan being redlined, but then Beast09 getting boundless charged and redlined, and it can't
so
be...
So then they both must be on Malachov.
But yeah, that just it doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, on Andre 3000.
Yeah, on Malachov. Yeah, Dre, yeah. I don't think
that's that guy's name from now on, by the way.
Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
Okay, fine. Okay. I'll use it later in the episode when I do my
good
Andre 3000 dojo. Good. So he wanted those jacks in that combination, Widowmakers, Max, you know, Iron Fang, Black Dragons, Fenris, Iron Fang Kovnik, Kel Balok, and Silas Wishnailer. And the idea was that he wanted Beast and Juggernaut, or all the Jacks under Butcher gets free charges and power attacks with their Butcher 2, which is always the same. And he can make the Jacks in his battle group plus 2 mat and speed by killing an enemy model with either Eliminator, using Arcane Secrets with Silas, which is why he has Silas in there, or a Blunderbuss. The interesting thing about having Silas in there versus like a War Dog is that he has to be... How close does he have to be to give Arcane Secrets away?
3 inches.
3 inches, yeah.
And he's Abomination, so that means Silas would have to make command check.
Oh, no.
Crap, oh, my pants.
It's actually kind of bad for the War Dog, too.
He's telling him, he's like, my pants.
I thought the War Dog was I'm really confused about this list if it has Andre 3000 in it, because then it's like, put these jacks with Butchers so they charge for free and get like plus 2 mad and things. Does he know Redline...
I don't think he understands that.
Redline
is only
Redline is a battle group spell.
Yes, it's so only for what's on Andre, and he kept talking about and he can't talk about either the Spriggan getting it or Beast09 getting it and the boundless charge. And again, I'm not quite sure what the situation is on it, but I mean, I understand what he's talking about, and I've run Beast heavy Butcher 2 lists before, but they were all in tier.
That also just seems awful because you're like, spin the wheel, Raggedy Man! Why do I have 3 robots with me?
Well, they charge and run for free. It doesn't really matter.
That is really bad on a 10-point 1-attack.
I had it with a Conquest, and I beat John Damaris, so...
That's not sandwich.
Fair enough. So, I mean... I guess I kind of wanted to... The idea of having a Jack... quote-unquote Jack-heavy Butcher list using Andre... was just something I wanted to...
Oh, my gosh.
Every time... Andre 3000 seemed weird to me. Do you agree?
Yes, because you can't redline models outside of Andre's bat. So I don't really know what purpose Andre serves on the list.
Well, Butcher's got Boundless Charge, and he has Silas in the list to help him with
two
random upgrades.
4 though. Razor wins a turn!
I guess if you roll up your 2 focus and then spend all of it to boundless charge the thing that's in Malakov's battle group, that's kind of legit.
I guess, but I have a ton of other boundless charge casters I could rather use Andre with.
Yeah.
3,000.
I'm going to fall for it every time.
I'm not sure, because one of the comments he... I think I remember grazing over this, and one of the comments he said was that having... whatever the 7-point check is, the
Juggernaut,
the Freezy Knot, is that it like might not reliably kill a heavy because it's only mat 6, pound 19, and the only like if you're going to reliably kill a heavy if you roll that crit early on and crit freeze them,
right?
Because then they'll just die to pound 19s or whatever.
Right.
So he's concerned about like the mat, which made him seem to want to switch over to Butcher 2 because it gives him plus 2 mat for Thingamajigger,
right?
Except for that list has Grey Lord Tyranians up the wazoo, which just turned things into -2 death up just 3 times.
Which I did that Avengers event when I was fighting against Rhett. Both of the games that I played, the first ones with Rhett on it, I kept ice caging their jacks. I'm like, what's the death on that guy now? 8. Go get him, Juggernaut. And Juggernaut was just like, anything but snakes. Go-goosh.
I mean, you just need like 1, and you're good.
Yeah.
Like, only one of the Tyranians need to hit. It was like, Matt A. Juggernaut.
whatever they give me, I'm going to hit them with an ice cage and put them down to a 10 to make a 6 reliably hit.
Yeah.
Get I guess I'm not as worried about...
Juggernauts are so gross if you can speed them up, which you can.
Yes, you can with Energizer. And Boundless Charge.
Boundless Charge!
That list is really legit, actually.
Which one?
Like, your list.
Oh, okay, thanks. I wanted to be clear.
You just got to keep it up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like...
My list.
I mean,
definitely
the list...
Mine.
Well, it's Jamie's. But.
The list made by Lance.
Right.
Lance Perkins.
My list.
Lance Perkins.
I'm calling you Lance Perkins from now on.
I'm so sorry, Jamie.
I mean, you guys could start, like, a law firm.
We sure could.
It could be called Lance Perkins.
Oh, my God.
It would be Becker and Perkins.
That sounds way worse.
Last name.
Perkins.
No one knows your last name. It's
why can't
Lance.
I get top?
Lance Perkins, fair attorneys
enough.
At law.
I don't know. I would like to know what Octavius was. Because,
I mean,
I'm confused at the red line, then Butcher Battle Group, then, like, the...
Right.
So, I
mean, it's
know
clear he might not have... I mean, some people overlook...
Potentially.
It's a
right.
new spell in his faction.
Oh, and trust
not
me, I've been...
overlook that.
Also, yeah. Meth is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
All right, that's all I had for the answers for my thread. So thank you for the questions. Keep asking them. I'll either respond to them on the thread or we'll talk about them on the show because we want this to be a listener-driven
So while we're getting old topics, back in episode 3, I give up some Siege Dojo.
You gave up some of your secret.
Just read what it is.
Siege Dojo.
Just read it.
No.
This is a new segment we like to call
Colin
Touches Warcasters.
This is Colin Touching Siege.
One more time.
He just couldn't stay away.
It's like right when there's that epic battle where one of them has to give like sacrifice their life so that the other one may live. This is that. Before
I thought this was like Siege. Show us on the miniature where Colin touched
you.
Yeah,
I mean.
Oh.
Where were you going?
I was assuming Colin was like...
Hey, in the Vengeance Fluff, they have no idea where Siege is, so he's probably just with Colin.
I mean, clearly.
How did they manage to misplace the only black guy in the Iron Kingdoms?
I mean, yeah.
Hey, there are several
misplaced.
Several members 50%. Of Shay's pirate crew are black.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's really all good
right,
clarification,
how did
Josh.
Lose 25%
You can say 100% of the non-pirate black guys.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh my god, I hate all of you so much.
Just go.
So anyway, people, it seemed to have sparked a lot of conversation when I talked about Steve and cracking armor. I hate all of
you. I don't know why Fox laughed when you said sparked.
You're smirking.
It's because I thought of Nicholas Sparks.
I thought he was laughing when he said crack.
And Colin's romance novel, The Notebook.
By Nicholas Sparks.
Please, someone, Photoshop The Notebook, like, cover with Colin's face and Siege.
No, with Siege, with Ryan Gosling as Siege.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colin is whatever.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. Colin is jumping, embraced in Siege.
Yeah, Colin does have a giant hard-on for Siege. I just assume we'd be talking about Siege every podcast.
It's the Siege episode every week.
All right, Colin,
all right,
Colin,
go ahead.
This is what my life is like.
Siege going to give it to you.
Oh, my
God.
Right, Colin, that actually works, too, kind of.
Okay. So,
every time he begins an assassination run, he just like put his phone down and starts playing music and just
like, give it to you.
Okay. We're gonna rock! We're gonna roll!
Now there's gonna be like 30 people that don't know what that song is.
Looking it up.
If you don't know what X gonna give it to you by DMX is, you don't watch enough Rick and Morty.
Thanks.
Okay. We have to try to get on topic this podcast.
All right, go. All right. Colin Touches Siege one more time.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
This could totally be a segment title. Like,
oh, my God.
We have to tell people to skip over this.
Lance is here.
Lance
to save the day.
Okay. So, my last
dojo I had with Siege was... it sparked a lot of conversation in my dojo, but in our mom episode 3.
Miami episode 3?
Oh my god. This was the one where I ridiculed you for putting Alexius just as a boostable yes. hand cannon.
Yep.
And then someone immediately said, if you want a list of boostable hand cannons, how many places you just need people for?
Which I have considered that theme force, because it actually seems like it could be legit. Kind of in the meta.
Mm-hmm.
I think that theme force is potentially just really good, period. Like,
what's in the new...
It's literally take all the juniors forever. Like, you can get...
Juniors. It's like 5 juniors and just a bunch of light warjacks.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, a heavier 2 triumph. On Siege.
Does it allow Jakes?
Yes.
Yes.
So you have, like... It's like Jakes, 2 chargers or something, and then, like, a junior with, like, a charger and, like, a 100... I don't know. It's a lot of robots... You get all the focus forever.
Seriously, though, we keep calling her Jakes. How did he not know?
It's Jakes, plural, not Jake.
Right. Anyway.
Like, that theme force says, it came up in the, I think it was the actual post.
Yeah, it was, because I saw that post, and then I immediately texted you, why don't you play that theme force?
So, I've thought about the theme force. We thought about it a few months back when I was, I started dojoing Siege up at our local shop in Ames. And a big reason why I don't play that theme force is because Ayana and Holt can't be taken in that theme force. And then another, probably the biggest reason is Rangers can't be taken in the theme force. Like, a lot of things get worse when they're not Rat 8.
I mean, a lot of things get better when they're Rat 6 and can boost everything forever.
My list is already kind of Rat 6 and can boost everything forever. Well, no, sorry. It's like Rat 8 and can boost everything
forever. Are you proposing a new list or the theme force? What are you doing?
Kind of just addressing what people had spoken about my list.
Okay, got it.
Basically, because there's... I'm not very good at typing out my thoughts, and I'm not very good at speaking out my thoughts either, but I'm slightly better at speaking out my thoughts. And,
how about touching out your thoughts? No.
This is where we go. This is where we go. Okay. But, there people also suggested I take less support and counted, the Tactical Arcanist Core support. And P. Alexia support and things like that. And I wanted to actually kind of ask you, because in my mind, I don't see those models as support.
I mean, P. Alexia is not support, but I don't know how else you would
she
classify.
She sort of is in that list because there aren't corpses to gather.
I mean what does she do? She's not supporting the Warcaster in any way.
There are corpses to gather. There are 20 or 30 of them.
Go get your opponent's corpses.
No, there are Nis Hunters in the list. There are Rangers in the list. There are, terrible to collect these corpses, but Ayana and Holt,
Siege Junior.
I love how much you bash this dojo.
Yeah,
it's because I can't figure out why Alexia is in the list.
It sounds like Alexia probably doesn't belong in the list, but she's not support in this case.
She's not support, but this was my initial inclination with the list was that it feels like 5 points that doesn't ever make 5 points.
I
would agree with that
at all.
Right, when there aren't, significant amounts of corpses.
Usually.
And without something to turn Alexia, all the way on, she's not that great. Like, with Damiano, when you're Mad Ape, Hell 15!
Yeah.
20 corpses! Kaboosh! Kill whatever I... kill a Kraken. It's dead. She's just... Every time I played her without something to either improve her mat or how hard she can hit... Over multiple turns, she's been very lackluster.
Don't get me wrong. I love Alexia. It sounds like from this list that she probably doesn't belong. But to address your initial comment, in what way do you think Tactical Arcanist Core are not support?
So,
I think Magic 7 with a range.
Yeah.
So yeah.
10, power 13.
Yeah.
Here, they are... how every single game I've played with Tactical Arcanist Corps, they work as support for maybe the first half of the game.
Mm-hmm. Can I interrupt you right here?
You just did.
Two-word answer. Battle Wizard!
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you're just telling us to be quiet, Nick.
Battle Wizard.
You hypocrite.
They're Battle Wizards. They can't be support. They're battling wizards.
How many times have you activated Battle Wizard?
Like three, actually.
I've literally missed every time.
I charged the choir. I charged the choir every time they've charged. You saw that, but I charged the choir, killed it, then fireballed the book.
I didn't see that. Who were you playing?
That was against Watt in that game.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
No, I've done quite a bit of work with them in like late game situations.
Sure. That doesn't mean they're not support. The Creelstone sometimes does work in late game.
I mean, it comes out almost every single game I play comes down to Tactical Arcanist Corps having to do work.
Yeah, if they survive to the point where you don't have to protect your caster anymore, they will do work.
Yeah.
That's not a hallmark of not a support piece. Like, when you built your list, you didn't say, I want to spend 4 points on guys who will throw four fireballs.
Three fireballs.
I mean, when I built those guys, I think I have a way to get my caster into the late game.
Right, that's why you took them, right?
I have a way to get my caster into the late game, and then I have a 4-point unit that is going to do work.
Yeah, but the reason that they're in your list is because it gets your caster into the late game, right?
Yeah.
That's the definition of support.
Sure. I mean, but when I think of support, I think of Swamp Gobbers. Swamp Gobbers are not going to kill anything.
No, but they're 1 point versus 4 points.
That's true.
Like,
if I pay 4 points,
like when you take Reinhold, it's support, and like he's not going to do anything. Like, just support doesn't.
He has no weapon.
He has literally no weapon to do anything. Yeah, yeah. So, like, support doesn't mean like the amount of work that your support pieces will actually end up doing, and like the better the support is, the more work it will do later in the game. But that doesn't mean like if those Tactical Arcanist Corps did not put down smoke clouds, they would not be in your list.
Agreed.
Yeah,
if you just have them in there as battle wizards.
That's why, and they're there for the smoke clouds. It just happens that if they can get like 2 to 3 of their points back, you're like, yes, that was awesome.
I mean, I've actually on Siege's feature, and I don't think I've ever made clouds with them before. I always use them for their magic ability 7, Pow 13.
It's actually interesting to me that you have them in the Siege list because Siege comes with a natural way to protect himself from the foxhole.
Yeah.
And he camps like a son of a gun, so.
A big reason why they're in the list is because, one, like I said, they have POW 13s on his feature. POW 13s really good.
Sure.
Like, I mean, that'll
unboostable. Do they count for the feat? Like, does it have to be faction, or is it just anybody?
When an enemy model suffers.
Oh, well then, yeah.
And, like, sure. POW 13s actually do one-shot a warder, even with the Creelstone.
Let's see. If he's not battle-driven already? They're
17 halved.
17 halved, so they
so
get
9.
So they go to 9, then to 11. To 11. So dice plus 2
is
9
dot,
points.
Does one shot of order, yeah.
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 Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually pretty legit.
I mean, one of them will one shot of order.
the others deal, 7 points of damage.
Sure. But, like, I mean, I'm not arguing that POW 13s do some work, but like 4 points for 3 POW 13s is not why you're putting them in the list, right? That's not why you put them.
True. Every other turn outside of Siege's feet turn, they're making clouds.
Right. Yeah.
And then in Siege's feet turn, he's hiding behind a storm wall.
Right. It just turns out Siege's feet makes everything super sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like.
That's why. I feel like you were trying to rhyme there versus.
I was,
Siege's feet makes blue. Everything super sweet. Sweet.
It was my William Shatner moment.
Okay.
Okay. Siege's feet.
I mean,
makes everything super sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I do. My list is definitely text more for the feet. I mean, that's where I want to do my work. And if I don't do my work, it's not that I can't win a game outside of the feet. It's just that it's more of a grind.
Can we talk about not building lists for feet? Like, infinite times.
Can we talk about it, or have we
talked? No, we have talked about that, I'm pretty sure. Not on Miami, because we're fresh, and
you're
new,
fresh.
We're hip.
So
clearly, to the new kids.
So clearly it's time.
No, it's been covered on Muse on Minis episode.
I don't think 17.
Are you guys strictly against it or something?
I don't think there's a problem building towards
in general, I think it's a bad idea.
Mm.
Right, because it sort of, to an extent, if you're relying on one turn and your feet being good.
Yeah.
like an exceptionally good example of this, of where it's bad. Like, I'm not saying that your list is bad. I don't think your list is bad.
No. I'm saying that.
I know. You've said that.
He's made it really clear.
The Alexia is odd. Like, that probably should be.
In time, it'll become Jake's, but Jake's doesn't exist sure. yet.
But she does, too.
Not for me.
He totally exists.
anyway, it could be both.
That's fine. That's fine.
It could be like
I actually hope it is, because I feel like that's an underrepresented in the Iron Kingdom.
I know.
The transgender
hermaphrodite. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Even beyond the racist.
So anyway, as
anyway,
was,
so like a prime example of building for the feet being awful is the way that a lot of mercenary players build their Ashlyn lists.
Mm-hmm.
So they build sure. her roulette feet, and so what you'll see is you'll see like, I want everything that has a crit effect in my army, so I'm taking gun mages, and
a
I'm
mule.
Taking forge guard, and I'm going to take like 2 to 3 mules, and like that's my list. And you're just like... Sweet. I guess we're gonna get like some POW 6 slams out of our Forge Guard, and we're gonna throw some people on this one turn, and we're gonna get like a lot of crit brutals out of our gun mages on our roulette turn, and then the rest of the time the list is just like, I'm pillow fisted as like
so I feel like that's a huge difference between what I'm saying.
That's
in my list.
Yeah,
that's an extreme example.
Yeah,
of
this. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like a it is. Like a reductio ad absurdum is like the philosophical term for it. To take the argument to its absurd conclusion. So if what you say is like, I want to build for the feet. The feet's the most powerful thing. I'm always going to build for the feet. Well, here's an example of why that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, I built this list. It does extremely well in the feet, but boostable guns. Outside of the feet are also going to be.
Yeah, boostable guns are always good. Always.
I mean,
so you just need force legit?
Maybe.
I mean, it might very well. I'm going to definitely give it a shot if I get more juniors. And also, that means
proxy
I'd have
he
to
already
buy,
owns like three.
I do.
Okay.
Do
you have a female one yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. The variant sculpts?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, thank you, Blue Baron.
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone?
Mine.
Get it.
Voice now.
Fox is gonna get it, Julia.
Give it to you. I think we should start because it ends with X. Fox should just be X.
No. No.
X is gonna get
no. No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think that's probably about all I have to say.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you were deciding. Well,
did we answer any of the questions? It's okay that we like have.
Colin thinks is going too on.
The point of like a podcast is to have some discussion. So bring MC. This is you, MC. And bring it back to the original point.
Bring it back.
Siege is a sweet caster. That is
and you like to touch him.
I like
a lot.
Okay.
Wow.
I've seen it. It's disturbing.
Are you regretting? Are you regretting asking me on this podcast? Yet?
Dude, I want to kidnap him and just hold him here for our podcast only. Now
you can stay at my basement. And I'll throw some lotion down the stairs to you every once in a while.
I'll put it on my skin.
Good.
I don't want the hose again.
I don't want a hose.
Wow. All right.
Okay, let's move on to our next topic. Our next topic is probably not going to keep us on track at all. But
it will. I'm excited for this.
We gotta go fast.
So, we haven't really Patch discussed up. Or graded. That is my line. We haven't
what? That's not your line.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, Colin.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
So
can't just take Half Chub.
I've taken Half Chub and made it my own.
Yeah, I've heard Half Chub way before you even.
But he
like,
personifies Half Chub.
Yeah. So stupid. Yeah.
I mean. Okay, let's.
All right, yeah, keep going.
I'm terrible, MC.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically.
Yeah. I'm really close to just taking over. Go.
The question we're going to answer here is who won Vengeance? And I think we're going to start out by going through the factions and grading casters.
Oh, dear God. Well, at least John Damaris isn't on this, so no one will regret this a year from now.
I mean, John Damaris will regret this topic a year from
now. I don't get it.
What?
I don't. What is John Damaris?
So where do you guys want to start?
He ranked Hexaris as like a C caster or something. I forgot.
Oh,
yeah,
hmm.
It was. Clearly the most logical place to start is order the book.
Yeah. So what's the book order?
Let's get Signarly.
Who bought the book?
Let's start.
It's
with
the same as it is in every book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's true.
They don't just like
probably alphabetical order.
No. What?
It's not alphabetical order.
No, it's
Signar, Protectorate, then Kador, then Krix.
And then Ren.
What kind of alphabet are you using?
I don't know. I don't get the books.
So, Signar.
Signar.
Signar got Striker
3. F plus.
Agreed. He brings nothing new to the faction. He's just a bland, crappier Striker 2.
He's actually pretty sweet.
No.
Yeah. So he brought a variation of new rules and interactions to the faction. His probably most notable spell is Fury,
which is fairly crazy for Signar to have.
Yeah,
something that helps crack armor.
It's such a range based faction,
right?
And then they get a caster who is changing so drastically in all of his incarnations. Like, in the first one, he was all about buffing and
defense.
Armor. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was all about just, like, we're staying here, and we're not going anywhere, and now we're coming to get you.
And then the second version was, I'm going to rebuke you, and then I'm going to overload to, level 9,000 and hope I don't kill myself with my own dice, and then kill you.
Super Saiyan, one shot you.
Yeah.
And then he decided to fix himself.
And then third version was like, and I'm sick of getting killed, I'm going to get up on a horse. And we're going to let my army do it in melee.
And my defensive stats are going to get worse.
Yeah, that also happened. Wait, was he a 16-16?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
do you think, you really think he's F? I mean, C, maybe.
No, I was 100%.
Okay.
He said F plus.
I did say
F plus. Well, it's nice.
Not a real thing.
No, he's quite good having your Nis charged by Rangers and all your Nis die. That kind of sucks.
Wait, what?
Because they auto hit on charge.
They auto charge attacks.
Oh god!
So a Pal 7 sword is actually going to do something.
Yeah, like he definitely has some like really interesting things. I expect to see some really different looking Signar lists played over the coming year with him. I suspect he might be the strongest of the casters in this book.
Really?
I suspect he's like probably the most game-changing one.
Forest faction.
Yes. However,
maybe. That's hard to say because Butcher's changed Kador quite a bit.
But Butcher's already been out for like a half a year, so we've been able to, more than half a year, like three quarters of a year, so we've actually been able to see him develop.
Yeah.
And Striker isn't even out yet. So like,
he
definitely brings a new drastic everything.
There are some really interesting things that he wants you to, he encourages you to do because he does them well and Signar has never done them before.
The only issue I foresee is dislodging Epic Haley, Epic Kane.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will because people are lame.
Yeah, that's
fair.
We may not actually see like some of the stuff he's capable of just because people will be stuck in E-Haley.
I think he'll be great in three lists.
Yeah, I think he'll be used a lot in three lists, actually.
Yeah.
Like, he might just be the go-to caster for your third list.
I would dislodge him.
I think I would actually take out Epic Kane for a while and put in
Striker
in that instead.
Just to give more of like a list chicken type situation of, do you really want to bring armor to bear against this and see what happens? Or?
I think so. I don't actually know exactly how good he is against armor. Like, it's some armor you just can't get to, and he doesn't have a great way of delivering.
Wait, what?
Are you having the exact same thought I am?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Oh,
as in Runes of War. I find I have trouble getting to Runes of War before they get to me. And this,
really?
Because Goat is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Like, you can play around Goat. And Stormclad's, I guess he cares a little bit about attacking over the wall, but
yeah. I mean, he's mat 7. He can get iron aggression though, so that's actually.
Oh Jesus Christ! I would not be doing this with him.
What?
Why wouldn't you just be doing it with one of your sweet jacks? That's like palpable strength.
I'm just
22
saying
or whatever.
He could get iron aggression. Wait, what?
He can't get iron aggression.
No, we're talking about Stormclad.
Oh, okay.
You missed me talking about Stormclad being able to.
Like, why does Stormclad just murder?
With a Stormcloud. It depends. Like, if Mulg's behind the wall, it's a little harder. Stormcloud's got
to
roll 7s. And if he's Iron Aggressed, he's not Furied, in which case it's harder. So, it depends.
And if he's going over the wall, I think he needs to have Iron Aggression.
So what are we grading?
Of course, something that Signar never really has trouble with is picking out a solo and killing it that doesn't have stealth.
I mean, so. You have a problem with killing a, what is she, armor 19?
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually really hard for Signar. Especially in a list, I think, like Striker's list will be, with...
I mean, you could just play a defender in his battle group.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Also, like, Nis with Fury and the attachment, man.
I doubt they'll be able to, like, charge
her.
No,
I'm thinking about I'm thinking about just killing the beast.
Shapers.
The beast. Oh. With furiedness.
Yeah.
Like
how 12 weapon masters.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
Problem is without reach, I mean you can't fit nearly enough in, I think, to actually kill a war beast.
Essentially not.
But I mean so
just I'll, like Mog down for a point every turn.
Get on, boys.
So I'll give my kind of my grade for him. I think we can go around the table.
Sure.
Maybe Fox has nothing to say about this.
Mm. Not really.
What does the Fox have to say?
No.
Nothing.
No, not yet.
Oh, I'm jumping the gun.
You're jumping the gun on our bit. Ruined already.
Good. Mm.
Okay, so I think he's a solid B caster. I don't think until I actually see him and actually find a list that I like for him, that also hasn't happened yet. I think he can't jump into the A slot. And I don't know if there actually is an A in this book. So,
well, we need to define a grading scale.
Is there an S rank?
Yeah, that's what we need
okay.
to decide on.
Because, like, B, A, like...
I mean, we're going, like, a grade school. There's no S in grade school. There, well, we're going high school grade system here.
Okay, I was like, they're definitely in grade school. There,
yeah, there was very weird letters in some grade schools.
Satisfactory
school,
and non-satisfactory.
There's F,
we're just,
F, D,
we're just P,
C.
N, P is how we grade them.
Right.
Like, playable, non-playable.
Pass, fail.
So, in my opinion, I feel like a B grade is somebody who deserves to be played, has a place in the faction, but may not be like the every tournament going type guy. So that's kind of my grade on him.
Fox?
I think B is a fair grade for him. I haven't really seen him on the table that much, so.
I agree, B.
I'm calling.
You want to disagree so bad.
He does so many new good things that the faction has never done before.
Okay, what's your grade?
What is
your grade?
He has Fury. He has an incredibly interesting feat.
B plus? Like
he
is bad feat,
somewhat survivable. He is somewhat survivable.
Somewhat survivable? He's 15-16.
He's
basically 15-18 with 18.
Yeah, he's easier to kill than in Striker 2.
Well,
but
sure.
But yeah. But he's survivable, he has Fury and Escort. Like, his feat is quite good, and he polishes a lot of things in Signar that have needed polishing for a long time. He's an right. A.
Yeah, like...
What is your grade?
Defenders with Escort, and then, like... Defenders with Fury are a problem, actually.
Yeah, he's an A.
Because then, like... Oh, finally got to my defender, and you're like, oh, I'm at 7-pound-19. Kabookagoosh! Also, auto-damage cortexes.
It may take a while for the right list to be figured out for him because it's going to be something that people have not played for. Like, it's going to be full of stuff that people have not played for a while in Signar.
Precursor Knights!
I'm willing
probably
to give
not.
Okay. I'm willing to give him a B+.
He's an A.
I think that's B+ is about as high.
Okay.
As
he's too much of a game.
He's somewhere between an F plus and an A. All
right.
I think it's just because there's not a lot of things in Signar that go well with him. I feel like
Crix. Gorshade, the...
Well, we don't want to talk about, like,
Exile
the robots.
C+.
We're grading the casters. That's
no,
all
just,
this says.
We're just doing casters, no
could
robots.
You grade so casters?
That's what it says on the
we're
going
to go casters
Whoa,
first.
We got to go in order. Menoth.
Menoth.
Crix comes after Signar.
No, it does not. We're not alphabetical.
I'm getting alphabetical.
Even if it was alphabetical, Crix wouldn't.
Why did he say something?
Order, then, or, and War Room Order. They're both the same.
Okay.
Really? So, oh. Yeah.
No, they are the same.
All
well,
right, Serbeth.
Well, clearly we should do this in alphabetical.
This is the worst name of any caster ever.
This is
Wrath of Ages.
No, it's not the
Rock of Ages.
Shadow. What's Morvana's
no.
like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the Dawn Shadow?
Yeah,
the
Dawn
Shadow.
The Night Warning.
The Night Warning.
The Night, yeah.
She should have just been the day more night. Fun on the morning wood for what she does to I mean, circle players.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's just the fluff blurb that's just like, in brightest day, in dark day. Like, that's actually...
No evil shall escape my sight.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, Resnick is easy. He's an F. He is actually unplayable garbage.
This is terrible, because I agree with you.
Yeah, he's unplayable garbage.
Like, he himself has takedown.
He sure does. I mean, he actually...
Get your battle engine caster in there.
He has, like, a series of things that make it such that he will probably kill whatever he charges and then die. Like, that's his...
Ooh. Whoa, he too has iron aggression.
Yeah.
Is there a battle engine caster that anybody likes?
No.
There's just two, right?
I don't hate Lilith.
Is playable.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play her.
I've seen Jake.
JVM plays her.
Hmm. Once.
No, he's played her in a couple different cons.
Yeah, I know.
He has Death March, which is a really good spell.
It's not that good in mana.
Death March is a good spell, but it's not an insane.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what you
put it
on.
It's best on units, right, with reach, because then the threat range from Vengeance is much greater, and Menok doesn't have, like, Temple Flame Guard, I guess?
Yeah, DFG. Okay.
Get those Bow 10 Vengeance attacks.
Yeah, I mean, if it's with the UA, they auto-fire, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, actually.
It might be okay on daughters, since the strategy against daughters is frequently to like, clip
up
one or two of them.
Well, let me tell you about how useful it is daughters having vengeance. There's a caster that does that for free, and no one takes her.
I mean, I'm thinking like the 3-inch move, not the vengeance attacks. But
he also has a brand new spell.
I mean, there's a Thyra.
She gives
them vengeance as an elite cadre.
Fair enough. I mean, Thyra might be underplayed.
She is.
She's way underplayed.
But yeah, I mean, his spell list is good, but he just has the battle engine caster problem.
Is his spell list that good?
It's solid. It's okay. Death March, Iron Aggression, like...
Lamentation.
Look, as somebody who plays with a Death
Creator's
March
Wrath
caster, Death March is like the least exciting spell, and like, it's fine. Iron Aggression is fine. Like...
I mean, Lamentation is his best spell, and it's not.
Right, exactly. The Flesh is Weak is actually just terrible. It's actually just awful.
That's more like, the
actually,
spell is weak.
Actually never read the Flesh is Weak.
Up top!
And Creator's Wrath is the one that makes him, like...
He becomes a weapon master, basically. Yeah. Additional die on attack and damage.
He's just, like, he's got, like...
It's weird that he's a battle engine caster. Like, I wish he was, like, a medium-based caster.
Like the old Resnick?
Yeah, and just... A super solo.
It feels like his whole
like
deal
the old
is
Resnick.
Like, I have
better super solo.
I have a huge footprint, so I'm gonna lamentate in camp.
The flow.
I was just like, okay.
I didn't think you were gonna say footprint. I thought you were gonna say something else. Anyways.
I got a huge
That's Jake's.
Footprint.
Oh. That's Jake's.
Yep, exactly.
So, I mean,
yeah,
so
I give this guy.
Me and Josh both said F.
I agree.
F.
Wait. Is this the first F that Mizo Minis have given out?
I mean, we're Miami.
Sure.
we like kill people and then throw them in the ocean.
You get F's in school and you like it.
No, we're Dexter style.
Oh, crap.
Is that Miami?
Yeah, 100% Miami.
Yeah.
Boosh. God, we are the best city in the world.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, Dexter. Murderers.
Orlando has nothing.
Scarfaces.
Scarface.
Will Smith all rolls into one.
Sure.
I would actually... Here's how many times I expect to see him at a tournament. Pass round one. Zero.
I literally never expect him at a tournament.
Yeah,
Chuck will take him like 3 years from now.
I see him in like round one.
Chuck might do
Maybe.
It.
Oh, right?
So bad word.
Right? When he like first comes out.
Okay, all right. Like,
yes, you did.
After he first comes out and people buy him and get him painted up and they're like, yeah, and then they'll take him to a tournament. And
yeah,
like,
Resnick,
get him, and they'll be like, oh, Resnick can't get anything. And then he'll go back on the shelf. Forever.
He also can't be shot by non-magical weapons.
Oh my god.
Holy.
Too bad. It's a good thing Ayana and Holt aren't running around in like every list that faces against Menoth. Like.
So I've been reading the Vengeance book for fluff reasons, and seriously, like, his setup is the stupidest writing I've ever seen in the fluff.
I mean, it can't be as stupid as Epic Magnus developing Alzheimer's in two paragraphs and his Renegades turning into Revengers that he built as a child.
Yes. It's worse than that.
But
it's literally Resnick walking up a staircase, seeing Harbinger, and she's like, hey, we built you a wagon. It's out there. And he's like, sweet. She's like, go get him, Wrath of Ages. And that's it.
Sweet ride. Sweet it's ride. Yours. No way. And then he jumps into his wagon and rides off.
He's yeah.
I really hope that I get to play Bart Galyon versus this guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
By the way, that's
why?
How,
can't
like...
drag him in?
Just to let you know.
You're right. I won't be able to drag him in because he'll be dead before the harpoon ever fired.
Just to let you know, that is almost every single Menoff up, epic story. That's how they
Hey, we built you a wagon.
No, he's Krios went from so Krios got promoted because the other guy died, and they're like, well, you're the only exemplar that, anybody cares about, so congratulations, here's your new job. And then they went on the crusade, and Sevi was like, we're going on a crusade. That's really far away. You'll probably need a horse. Here's a horse. You are now, Grand Ancestor or whatever, Krios. And he's like, thanks, boss. And, Sevi went epic because Voyle died,
uh-huh.
And they're just like, well... you're next in line. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah.
And then, Fiora just, promoted herself and was like, I need a new hat. Ta-da! That's pretty much...
Menoff's promotion of Casters has just been god-awful.
It's nothing epic has happened in the plotline. I mean, it's just, congratulations, horse, you have now moved up in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is Menoff epicness.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, it's not like they grabbed a horse like Virus did or...
No.
Happen with Krios 3 was they're just like, Sebby's like, yo, I got you this horse. And he's like, for me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's true. It is.
So we give him an F and
unplayable
I'm sorry,
garbage.
I am so sorry.
I didn't give him an F.
Yeah, you did. Shut up.
You gave him an F.
Yeah, all right. He has an F.
Fox only assigns 3-letter grades.
So, next
one is Chris. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
X is going to give it to you.
I saw it coming. I was about to say it. Son of a bitch. All right.
So, we have Gorshade now.
Is he like a bastard or something
supposed
right
to be
now?
Next?
No, he's a Lord of
yes.
Ruin.
Colin is
fine.
Yeah, I saw Nyx running the freaking KOR one.
Save the best for last.
Oh, God, I did skip right
Doesn't matter. Krix, go. Gorshade 3.
Okay, Krix. Gorshade, the Lord of Ruin. How do you feel about him, Fox?
Maybe a C plus, maybe. I don't know. I only tried him with one list, so.
I mean, I think the problem with him is just locking down his list.
I think the problem with him is here are Krix casters. You're either A's or D's.
Nuts.
And it's actually just you're S class or D. And they're only a D because there are so many S's.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's kind of true.
No Krix caster is bad. There's no one that you're just like, this is, why would I ever, oh, there's one.
What's his face?
Spenothorax.
Yeah.
So there's one F in
yeah.
Did you find any reason, or Fox, is that a particular, whether or not the mobility of the caster, did that help you at all? Or does it give you any different play?
Not really. I had to sit him in the back of the bag, the entire game, pretty much, with Occultation on, which kind of sucks that I had to cast Occultation on himself, but whatever.
I mean, his defensive stats are pretty, not great, but not terrible.
It also didn't help that I played against Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel's always going to try and kill you.
And I also played against Nick, which I was just actually holy crap, shrimp.
I would just think...
Shrimp.
Yeah, well, shrimp are really good against crab.
Holy crap.
Nodes that you can kind of put him on either side, and it's just if he's on this side, he'll be like, I'd cast out of this one, and I'll move over this one, cast out of that one, based on having some more battlefield mobility to the caster versus having to be maybe a bit more centralized or just sitting back and supporting.
Except for he doesn't really want Argnets.
Yeah.
Keith Dojo, before him.
Unless you're really going for that Siphon Bolt assassination.
Yeah, and I think kind of the conclusion we sort of came to talking it over, and I think where I still sit on him is he does two things well. His assassination probably the best in Krix.
Stationary is really good.
And his recursion, I'm not ready to say it's insano recursion.
It's good.
But it's very good.
Yeah.
And so the question will be, are those two things enough to make you want to play him. Because the rest of the stuff he does is not particularly interesting. Occultation is cute for the Elspell spam, but it's not that good.
Right.
So I would say I feel like Gorshade is probably a B or a B+, but if you can figure out a way to just be like to more, I guess he's actually not the best.
I mean, Striker's
he's
a
the
B.
second best assassination of Kryze. I said Striker's an A.
Okay. Well, I said Striker's a B.
I think Gorshade is probably a B to a B+, where I would rank him. I think he's very strong. He's tournament viable. Mm-hmm. But you might have to talk yourself into playing him.
And build a proper list that's really going to do everything you want him to do.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I concur, Doctor.
I agree with Fox. I think he's about a C+. I think his...
You don't think he's an X going to give it to you?
All right. I mean, he's not at Siege level. I mean, Siege is going to give it to you, but...
I thought you were going to give it to Siege.
Colin's going to give it to you. Oh, my God. Okay, next caster.
So we're going to go backwards.
And I'm just talking about the Butcher. So
yes.
A.
Absolutely.
A for absolutely.
We're not doing S's?
No.
Oh, okay. Would he be an S?
No.
Okay.
There are no S's. Therefore, no one could be an S.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he answered a ton of questions that Cater was having problems with and is just a all-around ball buster that people are... I mean, they're teching for him, but only because he's been out since last year Gen Con. Mm-hmm. Now, publicly. So, I can't say enough good things about him. People have talked about him at length. You know, we don't have to waste a ton of time on him, but I think he's just fantastic.
If Striker doesn't pan out the way I see him panning out, Butcher's the best caster in the book.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think he is the best caster in the book.
I think it's Mark's caster.
I mean, if we're going to talk about Exelon, if we're going to talk about Exelon Texas, he's TK, Focus 8, I'm in, he wins.
Cross cut throw! Yes.
Oh my God.
They finally found a home! Yeah!
Yeah, Butcher, I feel like he's like a low A. Because I feel like on the top level of A is like Epic Lich, P. Denny, like those.
You have to do it for the factions they're in.
For the factions they're in?
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no point in doing
it. I mean, but I don't think he's, like, he's not P. Sorsha. He's not, I think P. Vlad is even better, and Arisk is better. P. Arisk is better, in my opinion.
Yeah, except he does something drastically different that those casters do not do.
Which is why I think he's an A-, not an A-A. Which, in my opinion, matters. Slightly. Because just doing something different doesn't mean better.
But he does it better, though.
I still think there's a lot of value in doing something different, though.
There is. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Ask Tom Guan with more than ever.
Yeah, there is actually no caster that I would sit down across from the table and feel as scared for my own caster's life.
As Butcher.
Yeah.
And not even just your caster. I mean, it's like you're literally the middle of the field, or your entire battle group,
Maybe Ron. Like, Ron is the only guy that probably scares me as much as Butcher in terms of, like, one day my caster's going to die to Butcher.
Yeah, that's kind of why I gave Gorshade 3 such a low grade.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. Actually, I'm not afraid of Butcher killing my caster.
Why not?
In Signar or in Scorn or what? Just in general?
Either. Like...
Why?
Well, with Scorn, I feel like I'm just going to deliver a bronze back to him first.
No, you won't.
You don't think I will? I've done it before.
No, I think Butcher will take your army apart. I feel like Butcher has got to be a terrible matchup for Scorn.
He's fantastic against hordes in general, but Scorn in particular have difficulty dealing with him a lot.
So the reason why I don't feel like he's actually good against Scorn is because, especially with the Despoiler coming out, is there is a lot of spell hate in Scorn, actually, with an Animus that is Arcane Suppression and Orin Midwinter. And we have ways to protect Orin Midwinter from guns, as in, like, Swamp Gobber Cloud, like all Hordes factions do. There's also... just a Kriya Animus that also works on Orin. So what, he becomes a def... Is he def 15 base?
14.
I think he's a 14 base.
So he becomes a 16, 14?
Yeah.
Against melee.
With 5 boxes.
You can shoot him, right?
Range.
It works against range?
That's the Kriya Animus.
If he Kriya Animus, he becomes 16, 14.
Okay.
With 5 boxes.
Yeah. I mean, but...
That Joe's Winter Guard don't care.
I mean,
Widowmakers don't care.
If I don't know, I don't fear. I've played against Butcher quite a bit with Scorn, and
yeah, but it's not like we're not grading these casters based on like, well, my faction could beat it. It's what they do for their faction.
We were discussing specifically. We weren't discussing the grade. We were discussing about the fact that like Butcher just puts the fear of God into me. And he was saying he's not ever terrified of Butcher.
Savvy puts the fear of God into me.
Not into
you. Oh my gosh.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't fear him as an assassination caster. I fear him as a caster who is a super, like, the super of super to solos. Like, he is a straight super solo who is tough to deal with and can kill my army if I can't kill him first.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that's, it's super strong. Really strong. But I don't fear him as an assassination threat.
Okay.
Retribution. Kato voice.
Probably the best caster in the book.
There's been three so far.
As a Sindar player, I actually agree with best. You.
Wait, what?
Blinding Light. So good when you get it on Gun Mages.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty terrifying.
Don't let her get it on Gun Mages.
It's pretty tough.
Done.
No, it's really easy. You're just not thinking enough.
It's
Constance Blaze, and then you Banishing Ward the Gun Mages.
Exactly. Oh my God, Nick.
Fixed.
Fix it. All right.
Actually, was like, Assyria seems really good, and I was like, "Oh, Blinding Light's not distraction. Assyria doesn't seem as good." And then I thought about her more, and it was like, feet combos a lot of things. She's super awesome. And I was like, "Oh, she's like 16-14 with like 15 16-13 yeah. with like 15 14 boxes.
I think it's actually 15
boxes.
I'm just like,
whatever.
Is,
that one matters. That one.
How does she ever not immediately die? Like, I don't." Like, the fact that you have to put a huge base in her, I hate that.
You don't have to put a huge base in it, but you need to bring, like, if you don't do that, you need to bring, like, this 13-point module to keep her alive, right. Which is, like, Mega Mids and Disco.
Yeah. Like, I just
I don't agree with that either.
I hate the sort right. of acrobatics.
I will change that to, in any kill box scenario, you must have one of those two things.
I now agree with you.
I like her a lot
which is
more.
Every scenario. Thanks.
I like her a lot more if there were cloud dwarves in. Cloud dwarves played for Rhett. I'd be like, all right, she's sweet.
I also agree with you.
But without them, I'm just like, oh, Jesus.
Oh no!
Like she is, she reminds me of Ashlyn in Mark One, who would literally die to everything, everything.
Okay, okay. I will say she's a B. I can't believe I'm actually saying that.
Like she's got some really powerful, like synergistic abilities for fighting the infantry on infantry fight. Like she should win a lot of infantry on infantry wars. Like even if you like get way ahead, they're like, well, I've got like three guns left. You're like, oh no, I'm Assyria, I'm dead. Like,
well, in a similar vein to Striker 3, this is the first caster that they really came out with and said, okay, what is this faction's main weakness? Boom, solved. Between the Thane and her. And it was always sure. stealth. That was the problem that Rhett had. Mm-hmm. Just like Menoth has the Pathfinder problem and, you know, our Signar can't crack armor. This is.
They get Menoth Pathfinder, all hell will break loose.
Maybe.
Well, they already have it.
Yep.
But they're just like, you know, what's your guys' problem? Is it stealth? Here's this. Solo and caster that just ignore it.
And that's if they...
Which is unusual for
them. If
the
Asgard Thane hadn't... Like, if he wasn't part of this book,
yeah.
or like he did something different, I'd be like way more excited about Assyria because I'd just be like, well, now there's an answer to like
right.
the thing that everyone is bitching about. So here you go. But... Like, the house guard thing does exist, so I'm like, well, I don't have to take a 16-13
right.
to answer stealth.
And I can hit, what, FA2? Yeah, I'm going to take these in every yeah. other army I have.
So, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I feel like riflemen aren't the actual answer to stealth. The kind of stealth that they wanted the answer to was Shadow Pack. That was what everyone actually wanted the answer to.
Mostly Bane Thralls.
Wait, the answer to Shadow Pack
I've
is to
always
melee.
Heard Shadow Pack.
Yeah, no one has answers to Shadow Pack. Except for Legion.
Yeah.
No, it just straight. No one has answers for Shadow
yeah,
Pack.
Every,
except for
actually,
Legion.
Everyone has an answer to Shadow Pack. It's called get in melee with the pack.
Yeah.
like, yeah.
Which will work fine against Lilith. It doesn't work too well against the other one.
Make him look around and go,
this
one
doesn't have guns.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like, no one has, like, oh, Shadow Pack Caster. Well, I'll easily deal with that. I'll just take,
what this you do,
and shoot them off the table.
Wait for him to walk Ikaya within, what, 17 inches of Epic Iris. Or not 12 inches of Epic Iris. And then you knock her down and then you shoot her with Epic Iris. And then no more Shadow Pack.
Yep.
That's sure. the answer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hudson.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, that happened.
Yeah, it happened.
Wait, what? That actually.
Yeah. They just said it happened.
I don't believe it still.
Well, Nick looks like he's having a hard time.
Play enough games of War Machine, eventually you'll see everything.
I've seen things.
Excellent, Texas!
I will still give Assyria an A because I haven't explored her enough yet. And her spell list and feat are so freaking amazing.
They're good.
That there is so much potential there that I don't think I can upgrade her lower. Plus,
I mean, I've seen Chris play her extremely well. So.
Yeah, she's I'm used to playing a caster that's 14-16 and then one that's 5-16 on the same table at the same time. And somehow I managed to keep those two alive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those have
so transfers. I'm sure I can keep away. Yeah, but...
That's a big deal.
Sort of.
It is a big deal.
Sure.
Look, I think she's a B. I think she's very playable. She has some very powerful things that she does. But she also... would make me...
We'll get
like,
magic bulleted to
I'd
death.
Be nervous the entire time.
Honestly. Yeah, I want to give her a B, but she kind of F's me big time, so I kind of want to give her an A.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And
so
Mercs. Sucks.
Now, Mercs did not get a caster.
Excellent, Texas! He's TK.
Yeah.
And he's Focus 8.
Yep.
Oh.
And he's got a mind control feat.
Who?
This is not Vengeance.
No. Oh.
I'm sorry, Josh. He does not count.
I'm just saying he's the best. He's the best in the book.
Sure. I hope he's a giant turd.
I hope he just works for Crix and not even Mercs. Mercs just can't take
that new contract is actually just more Crix models.
Just more Crix
models. Yes!
Oh, I gotcha! I go to PP and burn it down.
Zombies keep out more like Josh Maxey keep out.
Board it up, boys. I'm coming.
All right, so now
that sounded sexual.
More of a, now I think we should do more of a overall faction grade. So now Mercs can actually be in the discussion. Would you like to talk about them first?
I mean,
since we
just,
couldn't talk
let's
about
do this
them.
Quickly. Mercs?
Yes.
A+.
A+.
Yeah. It's
overall.
Not, it's not hard.
Because of Earthbreaker, Gaston.
No,
it's Earthbreaker, Gaston, and Tactical Arcanist Core, plus Rallic, which is irrelevant. But, like, Earthbreaker,
nope,
Gaston, and Tactical Arcanist Core. Like, it's obviously...
Earthbreaker was the best model in the book to come out.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Asgard
Thanes.
Imperatus.
And
might be better.
Earthbreaker is better than Imperius. Like, so
Houseguard Thanes.
Imperius
House
actually,
not like
it's not the best model.
No, it's not.
I don't think you understand how stupid that 2-point model is.
I do. It's not as stupid as a Warwitch Siren.
It's not as stupid as an Earthbreaker. Earthbreaker scares the living piss out of me.
But Butcher 3 does not.
In the magical mind of Colin.
Alright.
I mean, maybe it's just because I play, like, it's Josh playing it, and Josh is a very good Earthbreaker player.
Sure.
And he plays Butcher 3 against me, who's utter dog crap. So
that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
I haven't played Butcher.
So,
I know we haven't.
So all of the Merc releases are just straight bananas, except for...
Merc
Rallic,
who is
Merc
fine. Like, he's a
but he's
fine.
Still good.
He's Jack Marshall.
He's fine.
And he repairs everything, all Jacks, including
and,
Merc
and
Cross-Faction.
So Mercs are sweet. Rhett...
is an A+.
As a,
yeah, got a lot of stuff.
Assyria, Imperatus,
I mean, Imperatus and the House Guard.
I'm actually
going to
argue that Imperatus,
just three?
Yeah.
No,
Imperatus
you,
is not that
oh,
good.
Were Infiltrators? No, Infiltrators are the last book.
No, Infiltrators are in
this
book.
Are they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
and, it's just been that long.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus. It was a year ago.
It's Infiltrators, Assyria, Imperatus, Eris 3, and the House Guard thing. That's a, like, that's not, there's not a single bad model.
Yeah, Jesus.
And Imperatus is actually just
skaboosh.
Bonkers, best.
There's actually a...
maybe best Warjack in the game.
There's actually a very interesting discussion that Chris and I were having about Assyria at the shop the other day, and finding a home for that Jack.
Imperatus.
Yeah, right. Is actually much much harder than you would think it, right? Because you'd just be like, oh, you know, just throw him in, and then just, boom, lists, we're good. There's an Imperatus in
yeah.
it. Like, why not? Except for... Chris and I were just like, all right, we'll just create a... Chris created a checklist, was... All right, go through every caster in the faction and check, can they afford to lose an Arc Node in their list? If yes, then Imperatus might make it in. If no, then he's out. Other column, can this caster afford to lose a knockdown gun? If yes, then no. And so you were looking for a caster that had check, like, can afford to lose an Arc Node and can afford to lose a knockdown gun, sure. And Imperatus could potentially get slotted in there. And it came down to three. It was Kalissa, Virus 1, and Virus 2. I kind of want to play with Assyria, so I might find a home there. Cause,
yeah, that's a lot of... just not taking Hyperion, obviously.
I haven't been period with her.
Oh, really?
At this point, okay. Yeah. So, but it's kind of funny because you're just like, oh, Gareth. Absolutely must have an Arc Down gun. Ron. Yep, can't afford to lose an Arc Node.
I bet you can figure out a way to get Imperatus on the Ron list.
Except for my Ron lists only have like one Arc Node anyway.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It feels like you're only running one. You gotta have something.
Mm. Yeah.
He seems really good with Ron. Just because he wants to kill casters. Like Imperatus does.
Imperatus wants to kill casters? Why do you say that?
Seeing Chris, maybe it's just that I've seen Chris play him, and that's it.
I mean, Imperatus just wants to kill whatever Imperatus can get to, which is a lot of things.
Sure. I mean, so I feel his best place is Virus 2.
Yeah, I actually think down. The Griffin spam list lose like a few Griffins, and then the top of your chain is Imperatus.
Has to have synergy.
Boosh.
He has to have synergy.
Who has to have synergy?
I don't need to have synergy.
I mean, Matt 7, Powell 17. 8, Powell 19.
He needs this for his Matt. Sure. Matt 7 is really good. Like, don't get me wrong. And he also has Reach, which is also really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I feel like he almost wants to be a Mullet Karn, but... Like,
he's, just because he has a sidestep doesn't make him Mullet Karn.
Yeah, he's a much slower, less threatening, only 3 focus, not 5 fury Mullet Karn.
If you're thinking about him in the context of Mullet Karn, you're probably thinking about
which
him
is wrong. What I'll compare him to.
Yeah. That's a terrible comparison.
Yeah. Like
a lot of people have made that comparison, and it is.
The Jack will never perform like Mullet Karn. It just
because it's not Matt 7, charge for free, POW 15 Weapon Master with 5 fury.
With 5
it boosts whatever it wants.
Right.
It's like Mat 7, 2 POW 19s, 3 focus.
Yeah, but
does
it is
not charge for free.
But it is a Jack that's going to be what it like. Where its strength lies is that you're talking about like, oh, you tucked your guy in behind the screen. Well, turns out like I can charge there, sidestep off your screen into your Jack, trash your Jack, and then be really hard to retaliate against because my stat line is bonkers absurd.
Except the likelihood of trashing a Jack at that point is. Fairly slim.
Yeah, having to spend the.
You got
if you're charging an infantry model and sidestepping.
I mean,
you have
he's on the
initial
at the end of a synergy
have,
chain,
and then
maybe.
two focus.
Yeah,
the end of the synergy.
Sure,
chain.
If you're publishing like 25 at the end of a synergy chain, sure. I'll
or, if you're, just 21 from like a harm and like
sure,
like 3 21s.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, playing it. Was frustrated at Matt 7 in terms of like because he sent like an Imperatus into like a Lich 3 or something.
Yeah,
with full focus.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's particularly good at killing a caster.
Yeah, it's sweet in the attrition.
I mean,
heavy war.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the best Jack in this faction, and
I think it might be the best.
I don't see it being better than the
I mean
Avatar.
We could probably say that about like every heavy character warjack that's in each faction, right?
That it's the best jack in this faction. I don't know if it's I would like say that about
Thunderhead.
Any of the characters.
No, but there's Old Rowdy.
Any of the non Avatar character warjacks, right? In Menoth or
I mean, if you're going to Signar then Stormwall.
Or Kador.
No, I'm not. I'm not counting Colossals.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that Imperatus is better than all the Colossals, but I think if you're talking about regular War Jacks,
I don't think he's better than an Avatar.
Beast 09.
He's not Matt 10, Pal 21.
Torch.
At Arm 21.
Yeah, but he might not be better than Avatar. That's fair.
Avatar pretty stupid.
I don't know. Yeah. It depends. Like,
and free focus.
Like, depth of 4. Like, fix or solving for armor is a lot easier when they're not also def 13 at the same time. Like,
right.
It's just
solving for armor is also a lot easier when they aren't sacred warded.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, also armor 21, 23 with Defender's Ward with no way to, like,
get around
minus
it.
Armor them.
Yeah.
Dark Shroud, yo!
Rust Bomb!
Rust Bomb.
Unless there's, like, choir. I guess you could Ion it.
Ion of the Rust Bomb!
I almost spit up my drink.
Explosive bomb! It's just,
but then
just
you
like,
lose
like,
the Rust!
I'm gonna get this Avatar. Give Lurcher's Touch to Gorman to Wolf. Pop Dougal's many feet. Artillerist Gorman to Wolf. Go, Gorman!
Like, he has to die. Right? You're just screwed. Yeah.
I don't know. That's good.
I thought we were going fast through these fashions and we stuck on Rift for a while.
Crix didn't really get... The most interesting thing in this book release for Crix to me is that Shield Guard Jack that's like 7 points.
Eight. I think it's eight.
Yeah, so they get the 8-point Jack.
Inflictor.
They've got...
That 8-point Jack is actually like...
He's interesting.
Solid.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Best of the new
they get
Gorshade. Well, no, except for Imperatus.
They get Gorshade, they get the Cav, they get the 1-point unit attachment, and they got something else.
The Inflictor, which we talked about.
Jack, right?
Yeah, that's
Isn't
it.
That everything?
No, it's five models for each faction.
It's probably something that's been out forever. So
it is probably.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, the fact that you don't remember it probably.
Yeah.
Like,
or it's something super obvious.
Like the Blood Hag. Oh,
yeah,
it's the Blood
Hag.
Crap, the Blood Hag came out.
I can't remember. The releases of note immediately are Bane Cav and that new Jack.
Yeah.
Probably the new Jack over there.
And Gorshade is fine too. Yeah. It's like a lot of Crix releases. They're all fine.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing faction changing for the most part.
So, no. Kator. Got Outriders. That's pretty sweet.
Outriders, Iron Fang Kovnik.
Yeah, oh, I mean, Kator's
Butcher,
sweet.
Obviously.
Butcher
Grolar.
And something else.
Keep forgetting the fifth thing.
The Junior?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Andre.
Oh, yeah, that's and it's the
it's
junior
Crix.
And
Crix.
Andre,
yeah, the junior.
You mean
Andre?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we forgot about Alara and
yeah, whatever.
And Alara.
Yeah.
I think like they came out maybe the best.
Yeah, just kidding. Sweet.
I mean, they're good, and there's a lot of hits in there, and then there's a couple of meh models, but
I actually think
the meh ones. Like the Grolar, maybe, but I don't know.
I haven't played the Grolar. I actually want to play the Grolar a lot so I can speak about it more candidly. And I'll talk about this in the dojo section that's coming up right after this, but I'm somewhat worried about Dre.
Really?
Andre 3000, yes.
Why?
We'll talk about it.
All right.
I'm not 100%.
I first forgot about Dre.
So the Cav were also really strong.
Oh, yeah, the Outriders were amazing.
Yeah, everything I meant on
this.
They're
probably the
so
best.
Like, or sorry.
They are the
so,
best.
Like, all the Kator releases are sweet. All the Rev releases are sweet. Pretty much all the Merc releases are sweet.
Mm.
Chris got a couple sprinkled in.
Mm.
Menoth also got a couple sprinkled in. Like, so it's like Wrath of Ages, and then Daughters Riding Horses, which
not
is
good.
They have potential, but like no one's really trying
good.
It out yet. They got Tristan, which could potentially be really gross, right? Like, no one abuses having more focus than Menoth.
Yeah,
right.
That is their best release.
I suspect
that Andre is probably the most important junior to be released, but Tristan's the second most.
Sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too.
Why?
Because I think that no faction benefits more from the addition of 4 focus to run War Jacks with than Kator does.
Why does Kator need more jacks?
Because all of your casters have 4 casting cost spells that they like want to cast.
No, I understand that. I mean,
so
but Kator, if we have
Kator jacks are some of the hardest hitting
artists to kill.
If we can deliver them. Which he does help with. No, I'm not saying he doesn't help with that. I guess I would think the damage output of that module to put that together versus the infantry choices that Kador has available to them doesn't always balance out yet that I've seen, I've experienced.
And this is why I think it's important, because for... ever, Kador has been locked into, I take a jack, and then I take all my sweet infantry.
Right.
Yep.
And Markov fundamentally changes what you can do. Maybe it ends up not being good enough, but I suspect the red line and four focus is good enough to see more jack heavy armor.
I'm just not sure if it's worth the points yet. I want to test that out. That's part of the dojo option.
Tristan doesn't do anything to change. He's just like, here's this hard to kill jack, and we were already going to play jacks, and here's another jack, and it's very good. His jack is very good under, but it doesn't change it.
No, okay, I guess I kind of misunderstood what you were saying about him being the more influential warcaster. I guess from a stat line and spell line points, I'm not sure.
I think the actual best, the best one is Gaston, but the one
no one shoots like Gaston,
right?
Exactly, but
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so we have one more Signar.
Yeah, Signar. Well, so we forgot to mention the Menoth jack. So Signar,
what is the
Menoth? It's speed 4 no reach.
I mean, Menoth did pretty bad,
but it has the no casting spells within 5 inches.
Yeah, 5 inches.
Within speed 4,
no reach.
That's why you.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
Nothing in Signar is actually too game changing except for Striker.
The jack is kind of cute. I actually think outside of the Crix one seems to be the best for sure.
What?
The jack?
The new jack. Probably just because he has a Signar stat line.
He's mass 7. mass 7 on every jack. He's pretty powerful.
With an AoE stationary.
Yeah.
On Crix stationary.
He's.
I don't know.
It might be 17.
I don't think he's.
He's pal 17.
It's at least 17.
He's pal 17.
At any rate, the jack's interesting, but it didn't make me oh my god.
Gun mages on horses?
The gun mages on horses are fine.
That's legit.
I actually think they're really good. I just haven't gotten a chance to test them because I don't.
Do more of what Signar already does.
Yeah,
right?
Very true. Yeah.
But they do it more mobile and on flanks
than gun mages have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. For the same reason that Outriders, don't get me wrong, I feel like Outriders are superior to them in a number of ways, but the idea of having light cav infantry mobile on a flank doing stuff that normally is in your backfield and you have to wait for them to get midfield to affect, you can affect them sooner.
Let me tell you about light cav that moving on a flank compared to the other unit I could take in my faction.
Right.
Blood Trackers to Wolf Riders.
Right.
Gun Mages to Gun Mage Cav.
You think that's the same comparison?
It's pretty close. It's there's...
part of the problem is that your Gun Mages already have a 20-inch threat. Base Gun Mages just have a 20-inch threat. There's a lot of... you're right. In the early stages of the game, that flank and speed is really nice. Later on in the game, the Gun Mages inevitably, they're walk forward on turn one and then aim the rest of the game.
Right. So, and snipe themselves or boot shot or whatever it happens to be.
So, I definitely think that the unit is good. I do. Yeah. It doesn't do enough different to excite.
It harasses support pieces easier.
A little bit.
Instead of just engaging the front line, it's doing things that... at a quicker and pace than what the good news about that is that they're ignoring stealth. I mean, that's the big thing, the difference between gun mages versus anything else Kador can bring to bear is that, we don't even care about stealth, and that's why the spray guys on a speed 9 pathfinding light cav is so amazing, because that gives us a way to actually deal with stealth without having to bring a sprig in and throwing flares out everywhere. Whatever, I don't know.
So if we were to rank it sort of from bestest book releases to worstest. It's probably
separating them out?
Yeah, it's probably so the top three are definitely right. Rhett, Kador, Mercs.
By faction. I thought you meant the individual.
So Rhett, Kador, Mercs, because the goal is who won the book.
Yeah, sure.
So Rhett, Kador, Mercs are definitely top three.
I agree.
Yeah. The bottom of the barrel ones are, therefore, Menoth, Signar, Crix.
I mean, I think it's Krix and Zingnar are about the same, and then Menoth is the bottom.
Yeah, Menoth definitely lost 100%.
Sure. Yeah. So who's the highest?
It's probably Rhett.
I think so, too.
So I hate that I do actually agree.
I think it's Rhett, Kador, then Mercs, just because of
the... Yeah, like, there's only, like, there's only, like, three models in Mercs. Yeah. Like, it's just... It's like,
so it's like the three-model faction beat out three other factions.
Turns out Gaston, Earthbreaker, and Tactical Arcanist Corps better than everything that Zingnar, Krix, and Menoth got.
The thing is, like, I believe the Tactical Arcanist Corps are an extremely good unit. Like, they're so good.
I mean, they're, like, staple-worthy, right? And anything that's a staple is really, really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I, so like, far, Zingnar,
yeah.
I think every list I've ever built.
It was actually, it's Chad.
Boomslayer Angels.
Chad and I were talking about them because we both like, were like when they were released, we're like, sure. Oh, they're playable, I guess, you know? And we're like,
I mean, Chad,
like,
was exactly the same about Warders, and then yeah. I was like, put them on the table, yeah. You whiny.
And that's, like, as soon as you
put them on the table.
As soon as you play the three clouds for 4 points, you're just like, wow, this is so much better than I ever could have imagined.
You're just protected from all angles.
Yeah.
Alright, so Rhett wins, close second Kador, followed by Mercs clearly crushing out Krix and Zingnar.
And then Menoth.
With Menoth is womp womp.
Wow.
So far behind.
Womp 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 womp.
I think Menoth, those top three are really
such
close,
wow,
so.
Such bad.
I think there's all arguments right. To be made for
Let's,
all three of them.
We have drug on forever. Some quick
Yeah, we have.
Some quick dojo and then this podcast is over.
Okay, who wants to start?
It is, really.
Since Fox, you are first.
Fox, go.
Yeah, I guess I will. I'll start with Epic Lich, I guess, because Nick probably doesn't want to hear this.
You should go through that checklist again.
Fox sitting down to the podcast. Fox, for some reason, did not get his dojo written on the podcast script.
It's not written on mine.
Like, I got some.
It's written right here.
E-Lich dojo. I'm like, okay, so like Lich 1 and Lich 3. Like, no. Lich do. It was like, great. Well, okay, let's... What? Like, why Dojo list, like, Lich 2? Why? You know, I'm just like... He's like, it's unique. I'm like, are there Banes in the list?
I mean, I don't think it's super unique, but it's Lich with a Kraken
Maybe
in
they're
it.
Like Bane Cav.
Whoa, there's Lich with a Kraken?
Yeah, this
yeah.
Oh, I mean...
Yeah,
because originally it was, are there Banes? Yes. Are there
Yeah,
Banes? Yes.
And this SOB just completely, like, dismisses me.
All right.
There are more points than just Bane's Biles. Anyways, all right.
Unleash the Kraken.
There's a Kraken in it. Yeah.
That's unleashed.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So it's Kraken, Bane Thralls, UA, Bane Knights, Wither Shadow, Bile Thralls, Tartarus, and either Gorman or Saxon. I don't know. It probably needs an Arc Node. Because that's the list is full right now, but it probably needs an Arc Node.
What
are you going to cut for an Arc now, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to cut Wither Shadow.
I actually I legitimately just blanked out. Did he say Banes, Banes, Biles, Kraken?
Banes Rolls.
All of those, the Wither Shadow.
Okay.
And either Gorman or Saxon.
If somebody had been like, I'm going to put a Kraken in... Lich, that's exactly how I would have imagined it.
Gorman,
Mile.
Well, I wanted to put the Kraken in it because I think he can afford to allocate the Kraken focus, and also he has caustic mist, so he can potentially protect it from like one rune infantry charges or something. I don't know.
I mean, you have chances to deliver your Kraken.
It's interesting. What do you think the Kraken adds to his list? Why did you want to play Kraken?
Obviously, armor.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Well, something.
Wait, did you just say, obviously, armor, Kraken?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, no one said that.
Oh, well, you should.
Yeah!
Damn it. That could have been one of the.
Yeah, it could have been.
Instead, it was Jake's with a penis.
I think we took the low road. We took the lowest of roads.
Such a surprise. We'll always take the low road.
All right.
So, back onto this list.
Yeah, anyway, so what is it that... Why did you want the Kraken on the list?
Besides just wanting to play a Kraken.
Yes,
but
besides that.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was a terrible idea because he really only wants to use like one Arc Node, so I thought maybe he could afford to put a Kraken in his list. I don't know. And I thought it'd be interesting to protect it, potentially.
So, I feel like he doesn't add anything to the Kraken, except for maybe, like...
Focus!
Yes. But he places those clouds to keep infantry away, which is... That's a thing. But, one thing, like, I feel like Epic, what, Scar? Probably more legit with a Kraken.
Yeah, I mean, I can play a Kraken in both lists.
Yeah.
There's lots of options of where else to put a Kraken.
Would not double it. Kraken.
No, yeah, neither would I.
No, I mean, I would not bring two lists to a tournament that each had a Colossal.
Elish double Kraken is what...
Yeah, okay, I do that.
Let's
do
that. Let's people bunkers!
Yeah, I'm just... So, like, I'm not... I'm sure the list will perform fine. I just...
Yeah, I'm sure it will, too.
I don't know that the Kraken adds anything beyond the usual... Like, it's some guns. I'm just trying to think if, like, some range game, like, changes Lich at all.
It's maybe a little bit. I mean, he does just have the Excarnate and the Purge. Like, and I'm assuming that is also how he accumulates souls with his Soul Reaper thingy. Which is sort of why I put the Kraken in, because, like, I could just place the Soul Reaper AoE thing and then shoot into that.
It's very economical because the Kraken is using the bodies of the people. And
yeah.
He's taking the souls. So you're using every part
of
the person.
Fox yep, absolutely.
The Kraken, the Indian machine. There's actually something kind of interesting that I thought about was usually the cloud spell is spent protecting like your units from getting shot to death on the approach.
Your Biles and Lich.
And Banes. Like Banes. Some, yeah. Right. So now there's more of an element in the list that can sort of reach out and touch things that are shooting your army. So less of your Banes get shot on the approach, which means you like probably more often don't need defeat to like get back in the game up on attrition or something like that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you could just like lob, because the gun's like range 16, like AoE 4 or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you just like lob it at like gun mages or Nis or whatever, and then it's got a D3 plus 1 shot. So, I mean, if you're allocating it, like, 3 focus, it will probably pretty reliably kill, like, you know, 4 infantry a turn or 5. So.
What's his arm? Is Parasite? Does he have Parasite?
Yeah, he has Parasite.
So, it feels like you might need to cash the Witch Coven. Or not the Witch Coven.
The Wither Shadow.
The Wither Shadow Coven, or Combine in for an Arc Node, because I feel like between Excarnate and Parasite.
Yeah.
Particularly since Parasite will help you, like. I mean, you don't need it, but it will help you, like, range attrition, like,
mm-hmm.
hands down.
Yeah, I agree.
So, not that I want to lose the Wither Shadow Combine, but I think the Arc Node's pretty important.
Yeah, the only real reason they're in there is for Puppet Strings, obviously, and upkeeping Hellbound.
Yeah, man. But
which, yeah.
Puppet 5 points.
Yeah.
I mean, they also give you the ability to strip... enemy upkeeps, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that is nice.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of goofy, like, thinking about this as a Sigmar player playing against, like, that list. It's like, well, normally I just want to take a bunch of gun mages and, oh, crap, there's a Kraken on the table. How do I deal with all those boxes?
Except for, like, now every Sigmar list has a Stormwall in it, so there's a Stormwall.
Yeah.
I'm actually seeing less Stormwalls than
I
used to.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, they're still out there, but I'm just not seeing them as much as I were when they first came out.
Stormwall's POW 20.
POW 20
on his face.
Matt.
Six.
I mean, the issue is you're Kraken being, like...
No, I know. I just like to compare stats.
The Kraken, unfortunately, does not fight well against...
Well, it just doesn't fight well.
Or...
Archangel Stormwall.
Stormwall, or...
I mean, do you want to just name all of the Colossals?
It's not all of them. It's not all of them, but it's the ones that can produce some significant amount of, like, decently high-powered firepower. I guess a Primaxium's not quite as good, unless it's Syntharians and it's Hotshot.
What's the Kraken speed? Is it 5?
It's 5, yeah, I think. Yeah,
so
it's 5.
That's 9 inches if he can't charge. Thinking about P. Haley.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, I mean, P. Haley. Oh, P. Haley. Not E-Haley.
It is a 4-inch reach, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It threats 9 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, the other dojo I'm much more excited about.
This list actually isn't complete. There's like 10 points to play with, but it's...
Boosh!
It's Peelitch with two desecrators in it.
Which ones are
that is
the 9-point...
Range 9, like POW 12, AoE 4...
Scather.
A 4-inch AoE Scather template in play.
Yeah, ARM 12, or... Our and Death 12, ARM 18.
Is that the one that they frequently refer to as the worst warjack in the game?
No.
Well, it's definitely not, because the Slayer is easily the worst. Okay. But anyways, it's a crab.
Okay.
Boom Howlers are also in the list. Bane Thralls for Accumulator Bane. One Night Wretch and two War Witches. And then I have 10 points that I can work with after that.
So, When Fox proposed,
I have Miss in my like every other list.
Fox proposed the idea to me a week ago. It was actually I was intrigued. I didn't know how to build the list, but there was something there, and it was between like Peelitch casting two Breath of Corruptions every turn, and then two like 4-inch AoE Scathers. There's now like four giant circles of like infantry cannot go here zones, so you could kind of use those to like kill infantry in front of your army and then screen your army.
Yeah.
And because of that, I wanted the rest of the list to have like guns in it, so you could like
Miss Hunters
potentially.
Maybe.
I actually, when I said guns on the list, I immediately snap locked in two pistol wraiths.
Yeah, I was thinking about pistol wraiths too.
If you think about it, like pistol wraiths can kill some dudes, and usually the problem is like they get attacked the following turn, like melee stuff usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, but
aren't they? Are they range 10 or 12?
They're range 10.
Okay,
but you can sort of screen them with like clouds from Breath of Corruptions, and then also like nothing is going to come melee them to death. Except for, like, a heavy warjack or something. But regardless, they get to potentially kill some stuff, get their souls, and then... Right, so while you're killing all the infantry with these Breath of Corruptions and Scather templates, you can just have pistol race, like, lock down a heavy. Lock down a heavy.
So, yeah, but... Then I'm worried about shooting my desecrators off the table because they're ARM 18.
Guns don't normally shoot. Even ARM 18 is pretty tough, I think. Unless they're heavy guns, like...
I still feel like they'd probably get shut off by, like, a Colossal or, I don't know, something.
When I think of something that's ARM 18 getting taken off the table, it's more like a Warjack with only two focus remaining could still probably take it off the table. Like, it's something where they could still be pretty trivially... ARM 17 is something where I'd look at guns could probably take it off the table because the Stormwall could just kind of shoot it for two turns. And
yeah.
You can also lock down those heavies with pistol wraith shots.
That's true.
I mean...
Yeah.
Two pistol wraiths, two Warwitch sirens done.
Well, he already had Warwitch sirens in there, but he had...
Two more Warwitch sirens.
I don't actually know if you need the Warwitch sirens, because desecrators, like, you don't really need to boost damage, because their gun is only POW 12.
Yeah.
So, like...
And if I'm just, like, deviating with it, I don't know.
And, like, a boosted POW 12, but, like, who cares?
Like, yeah.
It's not relevant enough.
ARM 17 jacks, that's who.
I mean,
I'm not ARM 18.
I mean, I love...
Boostable POW 12, who cares? It's
I mean, I love boostable POW 12.
Yeah, Colin does.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jack's 12-18 with, what is it, 30 boxes?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not, like, super squishy. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also was thinking about putting Black Ogre and Party in the list.
Oh, my God.
Boarding Party!
That unit is so freaking good.
I'm really not. I'm not sure about those last 10 points, Fox. I think Miss Hunters are actually your best option.
I think.
I don't think.
Boarding Party, Mint Boarding Party are your best option.
Jesus.
Have you ever looked at that unit?
It's one of a thousand things that Crix has, and I'm like, if I had that in Mercs, I'd play it a lot.
Ogre Assault Corps, anything like that.
No, exactly.
All right.
I would play Ogre and Ahsoka if they were 4-6.
No, that actually brings up a good point. That's the side thing. Matt Catrone was asking me if he was talking about coming up with a 2-player battle box for War Machine that wasn't what was in the actual box. So, like, for, you know, the Sorsha, I forget, Krios?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is in the 2-player battle box. He's like, if you notice how the War Machine one has the medium base infantry for both of them, he's like, what do I make medium base infantry out of Signar for? And he was talking to me about it. I'm like, well, and like, there's no medium base infantry for Signar, so we have to come up with some sort of merc option. He's like, well,
I mean, you just pick the least played unit,
right?
And that's so Precursor Knights or something.
No, but they have to be medium base.
No, they don't. They just have to be the least.
Well, it's Skinwalkers versus what, the Flame or the Cinerators?
Yeah,
I forget in the battle box.
No, it is what's Cinerators versus the Kador
Metal War Shock Troopers.
Correct.
So five medium base unit.
Yeah.
Same thing with the other one. It was the
Skinwalkers and War Spears.
And War Spears. So he wanted something of that for the other factions, and I'm just like, well, if you're going to do one for Signar, I'm like, the only thing that's 5 points in medium base is the Ogre and Assault Corps. And he's like, oh, yeah, that would be. All right. Because there's just nothing else, 5 models, medium base.
I mean, that's not Signar, so...
But it's not a fit. You're like, you'd have to play...
Theorist, so...
Yeah, but there's just no other option.
I mean,
but,
if I were electing to not play Ogre and Assault Corps, and being a faction purist were my argument, I would accept that. It's like, I'm a Signar faction purist because I never want to play Ogre and Assault Corps.
All right.
Yeah. You do it for demos. That kind
I
of
would
thing.
Like to ask our listeners to, in our thread, finish this 10-point, or finish this last 10 points.
Yeah, with Miss Hunters.
I don't know what, like...
With Miss Hunters.
There's gotta be...
It can't be Miss Hunters.
It can't be Miss Hunters, apparently.
I mean, they're freaking in P. Denny and E. Denny. They probably shouldn't...
Yeah, this P. Lich and Elitch together.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, he'll never play Elitch no matter what. So
no, I will. Matter. I will. With the Kraken.
Lance, let's move on to your dojo.
Yeah, okay. So... Last Friday night, I went down to Maxon's bar.
Last Friday night.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I forgot it was...
Up a Katy Perry
song. I forgot.
My section.
Did she actually say, let's meet up at the bar?
No, Last Friday Night is a song that...
No.
Is it?
I don't know.
This
anyways.
Night.
Last Friday night.
It is tragically Last Friday night.
Anyways.
I know that.
That entire song is in passion.
She said something about a bar. Anyways, Lance,
yeah,
go.
So, I was there, and yeah, because of... Oh, my God. Anyway.
He's cringing.
I'm cringing. I was reading Facebook about people getting their Kickstarter models, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I have Dre coming. I should maybe start building lists for him.
3,000.
Yes, under
3,000 lists.
Under 3,000 lists.
Under 9,000.
Everything I wanted to do with Andre 3,000, and I wanted to try to throw in the Grolar as well so I could test out that model. So, this is the list I've built in order to make use of both of those models, and to try to, because of what I mentioned earlier, I'm a little bit worried about Andre 3,000's survivability. And yeah. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but it just seems to me on paper I'm going to have difficulty keeping that guy alive.
Sucker's pretty good.
It is, but that have to be models that have to be near him to do that, and I don't know if I necessarily want him to be that front line.
Yeah.
So this is more of how I'm going
to
try to mitigate that.
I mean, he gets to be next to, like, Widowmakers, Rifle Corps.
I'll get to it.
Your caster.
I wanted something cheap for him to sucker to that could be useful in the list, but that wouldn't take away business. So this is what I've done. So, Vlad 1 with Behemoth and his group and War Dog. Andre 3000 marshaling a Grolar.
Well, not marshaling. He's got his big boy pants on.
Okay. You will have a battle group of the Grolar. Yes. Iron Fang Pikeman with the regular Iron Fang UA for the Relentless Charge.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Fang Kovnik. Outriders. Widowmakers. And then this is where the weird stuff comes in. I want cheap sucker targets that I can throw to. So I'm doing min battle mechanics around the Behemoth.
So weird.
Min battle mechanics for 2. And the battle mechanic UA, the big medium base one.
Oh my.
Because it has life.
Okay. Which Flash makes things
no knockdown.
Immune to knockdown when they're base to base with it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the battle group is going to look something along the lines of all of the other infantry in front, Grolar, then in then like in a row coming off a T intersection straight down the middle is going to be Grolar, Behemoth, all the field mechanics, the UA in the way back with or Andre 3000 in front of them to sucker off to the field mechanics, and then Vlad behind them so that both of them are in base-to-base with that guy so they will not be knocked down.
Okay.
So that when stuff gets slammed back on them, they don't fall over, and then, you know, Blessing of Kings and things like that. That is my option.
It's not a Jamie P list.
It's not Jamie P list.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's 100% not. Jamie P should hop on the forums and say Lance totally came up with that crap himself. Because I showed it to Josh behind the bar. He's looking over. He's looking at me. He's like, field mechanics, huh? Why? And I'm like, well, I got a couple of pretty high rank, you know, high level jacks there that might take some damage. I want to repair them. But also, lash and no knockdown on two, I feel, relatively fragile warcasters, and I want to keep them upright.
By the way, you know how you can just keep him from, like, dying?
How's that?
Put him in Vlad's wind wall.
Good point. I don't want to spend focus on it. I gotta cast signs of importance, bastard. And fuel the behemoth.
Oh, okay.
I gotta fuel the behemoth.
Yeah. So I just had an extremely gross thought, and I want to get this out here.
Okay.
It has
literally
gross.
Nothing to do with your list.
That's fantastic, Nick. That's great.
While you were dojoing, I was thinking about something much more interesting to myself.
Boobies.
It started with
Dim
Jinks.
Okay.
It started with what
Dem Junks.
You almost saw me, Jinks. That's right.
So with what Lance was saying and how he was talking about not having worried about having sucker targets, and it was like, you know, Winter Guard Rifle Corps, Widowmakers, you know, like, if that guy gets shot, you will sucker too. I don't care what it is. Like, it's getting sucker too. And then I thought, I said, your caster. Mm-hmm. And then my brain immediately went to, holy crap, is that super sweet with Vlad too? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Because they go to shoot Malakov, and then they're just, you're just like, sucker it to Vlad too. Yeah. And then it's like, Vlad too takes damage, get blood tokens.
Right. Well, the only reason I chose Vlad 1...
I don't see why that's sweet.
Because
you want blood tokens. You want blood tokens.
He gets, like, plus all stats. Like, he gets, like, plus defense, plus strength. So, like...
Armor.
The issue is
all
that,
systems
like...
Matt.
The thing is that if he is getting blood tokens outside of when they are assassinating him, he becomes an unkillable jack. In the endgame.
They
stay forever.
The blood token.
They turn it
forever.
The stat increase is permanent.
Yeah. If you try.
Makeda, screw you.
If you go to try to kill Vlad after he has two of them, you're just like, good luck. Like,
I've never tried to kill him. Because
it is. So for everyone who may or may not know the rules.
Also, that one caster that you have loses all
of
his blood tokens.
When Vladimir is first damaged, he gains plus one speed, strength, death, and command for the rest of the game. If he is reduced to 10 or 4. 10 or fewer unmarked damage boxes, this bonus is plus 2 for the rest of the game. If he's reduced to 5 or less, it's plus 3 for the rest of the game. And then if he's damaged by if a friendly model hits him with attack, he loses that ability for the rest of the game. And then he has a rule that when this model suffers damage, it gains a blood token. During your next control phase, they get to turn into extra focus.
Right.
And so that interaction is actually...
I like the interaction. That is actually cool. I didn't think about siphoning it off to him and making him super safe.
More dojo.
Maybe more dojo for later. But for right now...
You're back on Vlad 2.
I was already on Vlad 2. I hadn't quite given up on him yet, but that's fine. The reason why I wanted Vlad 1 in this one was boundless charge, signs importance, the ability to basically boost the behemoths on the feet turn, of course, for speed buff. Both of those jacks, like, as the front line starts to crumble, both of those jacks look at each other and they just go, and then they just go surging forward. Between Boundless Charge, Red Line, Fleet, the Grolar is going for...
13.5 inches.
13.5 inches, under signs importance. Mm-hmm. And then the Behemoth is going 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, no, his, is he plus 4 speed, or...?
He doubles the speed of the jack.
Okay, so the Grolar will actually be able to go 6
Oh, no, 12. Not Boundless Charge. Boundless Charge is plus 2.
Correct, but yeah. Redline is plus 2 speed.
Right.
So that doubles to 12.
No. No, the double is only the Behemoth, because that's the only thing only in battle Vlad's groups? Battle group. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's only the Jax and his battle group. So the Behemoth gets to go far, the Grolaw gets to go far. They're both going to be under signs of importance. That just seems really... I mean, because Vlad 2 doesn't have Boundless Charge, and he doesn't have...
He has a sail, which is similar-ish.
Similar.
Bum, 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 bum.
Every time I play that caster, you have to play the AWOL Nation song.
Oh, that's what that was. Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Cast that spell.
Sail!
Honestly, anytime I went to go test out something in Kador for the first time, I would probably automatically reach for like Vlad 1.
Vlad 1 C.
Just to, you know, yeah, get a good run of the mill.
Yeah, like, and that's...
If I basically cheat with my dice every turn, is this good? It is. Yeah. Okay, now the regular game.
Is if it can't work with this caster.
Right. No. Agreed.
If can't turn it on, it's not getting turned on.
Exactly. God, that I'm kind of getting a little half chill about the interaction between Sucker and Vlad 2.
Con, it's not yours. No, it's not.
Because he can assail. Oh, that doesn't suck. I'm just kind of, you can't assail and redline the same jack.
Exactly. So, I mean, Vlad 1 in the interaction with it just seemed like the best combination of things to have and to try that Grolaw out. And I don't know. That seemed awesome.
Yeah. Like I said.
And then everything else was just business doing stuff.
If there were any caster I would test out, new model in Kador with it is Vlad 1.
So, when I get the model and when I can start putting him on the table or as I start proxying him, I will talk more about Andre 3000. But for right now, that's my initial start.
Yeah, I mean, that seems really interesting, so should we move on to the next
How are we doing time?
Do we have more, JoJo?
Yeah.
Colin's
2 hours.
We can do one short dojo.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just skip what does the fox say. It's okay.
One short dojo. Here's my dojo.
I want to go to sleep.
Captain Jeremiah Cray. I have Silas Wishnailer.
Okay.
Centurion.
Yep.
Stormwall.
Yep.
Reliance.
Yep.
Which is Sentinel.
Reliance, the new Jack, right?
Yes, it is. Sentinel, which is the Shield Guard light.
Yep.
Then Alan Strangeways, Junior Warcaster, 3 Stormsmiths, a Goblin Tinker, and Rangers.
Rangers, Rangers, Rangers.
So basically, I built this list because I recently bought Cray, and going Cray, and really...
Trademark Colin Co.
I'm going Cray. I'm trying to figure out this caster, and in building his list, I just didn't know where I wanted to go.
In playing Cray, I will inform you that you will probably want a second Shield Guard.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up, because he is extremely focus starved and has not the best stat line.
Is he a
14-17?
Yeah, and he wants to spend his
almost all of his focus every turn because he is tanking robots.
Also, those shield guards aren't too terrible at range 10 with D6 strafe.
Mm-hmm. They're very good.
With guided fire, which I believe is his belly has.
Yep.
I knew somebody has my war room.
Right, I definitely the only thing I'm not sold on with Cray is Stormwalls, actually. I'm not sure if it has a place.
The thing I liked about it is the speed 10 walking Stormwall.
Is that more impressive than it like
I think he has guided fire.
He does have guided fire.
Oh.
I do believe that is on his
Yeah, we believe that he has it. We don't actually know.
Let's just see it.
It's actually, like, it's heavy warjacks and light warjacks gaining cav model rules is actually ridiculous.
It is.
Like,
I want to play him with Striker 3. I want to have 2 cav models in Striker 3 game. Yeah.
Wait, is his elite cadre? Or no.
He doesn't have.
I was thinking about Striker.
It's a thing for only the Warjacks in his battle group. It would not work for to make them cavalry assault models versus.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you mean Striker's feet?
His bumper
feet.
Yeah.
Because it says cav model, but it says all models.
Auto hitting impact attacks.
Sure.
For the
so your power. Heavy your heavy Warjax charge, the impact auto hit, and then sweet.
Yep.
And they go forever because they're full tilted or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny because they're the only faction with two cav casters.
Yep.
Yeah.
That may be true. I haven't given even a millisecond of thought to it.
No, yes.
But yeah.
They are.
They actually are.
Well, now you have given a millisecond of thought to it, so.
No, anyways. I've wasted my life.
No,
anyways.
You're an idiot. It's Menoth. There's the other one. Wrath of Ages, Kreoth.
He's a battle engine.
He's a battle engine cavalry epic warcaster.
Mic drop him out. I give up.
It's not. I don't think you understand mic drops. It's not how that
works. Yeah,
it's basically the opposite of a mic drop.
This is a mic
like,
throw.
You're like, you get told you're wrong, and you're just like, drop the mic off stage. You're like, what a punk.
I've been proven wrong. I'm out.
I just get dominated in a rap battle. I'm just like, nope, mic drop. I'm out.
All right, so this Kray list seems like a good starting place. Doesn't seem like fresh dojo. I feel like you literally just threw a bunch of models in and we're like,
that's Reliance. It has a Reliance.
Reliant
Energy. Nick, I thought that's what dojo was.
No, because you had the idea of putting like Scather templates out.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody else's dojo sucks.
What?
No. Yes! Yes!
Go to hell.
You'll have to edit that out.
No.
Oh, we can say hell?
Yes!
Hell yeah!
HE double hockey sticks.
It's time to escalate.
We'll have to edit that. This is not a Mormon podcast.
Yeah,
we can say hell. It's fine.
Can
we have sex in the non-missionary position?
My immediate suggestion is you will find that you want a second sentinel.
I probably agree with that. I feel like...
Or an Ogre Bakur.
I want more cyclones. I demand more cyclones.
All the cyclones.
They can ride by two-handed throw.
Whoa!
And guided fire on possibly six shots, but probably two.
Yeah.
Okay. So the podcast is almost over. All I have to say is
no. We're skipping that. Nick needs to go to bed. We're skipping that. We are skipping the segment.
And that was what does the fox say?
We're skipping that part. Is what the fox says.
And cool. Remember, follow us on Twitter.
Oh, I was gonna answer two questions from the forums about beer since I'm
I get
here.
To it. Son.
Okay.
So these are back from Use on Minis One. I saw two questions about beer, which I need to answer. And if there are any that I missed, then just PM me or something on the forums. I'm happy to.
Well, you'll answer them the next time you're on.
Yeah, exactly. So
how's next week work?
We'll see.
How is every other time we podcast?
Octavius Maximus says that he initially didn't like beer, then he was in Belgium for a small bit and found that he could pack beers far more. He finds that in keeping his regular taste, he enjoys sweetness and especially honey in my alcoholic beverages, so what kind of beer should I try? If you ever get a chance to try any mead, definitely do that because that sounds like it'll be right up your alley.
Mead is awesome.
Aside from mead.
M-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the five-star notebook brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's obviously
different
types of needs. Like, you can find,
like red notebooks, green ones, blue ones. Spiral bound.
Stripes.
Unicorns in the front of them. One Direction.
Yeah. Kitties.
Oh, my gosh.
I would recommend looking for Belgian quads. They'll be dark, dark fruit like raisin, plum, that sort of thing. A little bit of oak. They will not be bitter at all. There will be some, like, they're a heavier beer, but usually around 10.5%, 11% alcohol by content. Look for ones like Golden Drock or St. Bernardus Abbot 12 or Rochefort 10. You may also like some kinds of saisons. There's a Durank saison. If you ever find it, Durank, it's DERANKE. Their saison they add honey to. It has a nice sweetness on the backside. You might also like triples. They'll be a little on the fruitier side, a little fuller mouthfeel. I know you guys like that. And
sweet on the backside, and that was already.
Yeah, I also like a little sweet on the backside.
Yeah, absolutely. You also probably will like milk stouts. I recommend Left Hand.
Did you just go to?
I'm sure.
I
would recommend
milk steak.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking man milk.
I recommend. Left Hands Milk Stout out of Colorado. I'm not exactly sure where you're from, but it's probably the best one I've ever had. Also, something like Young's Double Chocolate Stout is quite good. You might like that one. And Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout, also quite good, quite sweet. And then
I have had that one.
There was another question further down the page. I'll find it in just a second. Oh, here we go. So this is from Hawk. He says, first he asks, what's a good East Coast beer? I find hard to get that they could bring me as a tip for this. If you guys can bring me the Alchemist Heady Topper or any of Allagash Cool Ship stuff, I will love you forever.
If you can bring me anything from Dogfish Head.
Yeah. I mean, we can get that in like Chicago or whatever, but yeah.
It's so far away.
Where's that brewery at on the East Coast?
That is in
Dogfish Head's in Delaware.
No, the other one you were asking about.
Heady Topper is in Vermont and Allagash is in Maine. So then his question is, he likes something with a light mouthfeel, sweet flavor, over bitter flavor, but not too fruity. And then my wife enjoys Allagash White. We only occasionally have a beer, so buying a single six-pack for the two of us is the freshest choice. This is a beer I'd recommend that has a good intersection between the two of you. Look for either Le Fin du Monde out of Canada or Triple Carmelite out of Belgium. Both of those beers are a triple style. Both of them have a nice bit of banana out of the ester, so you get like a little bit of fruitiness, but it's not overwhelming. They share some similarities to a wheat beer. There's some coriander, maybe a few pepper notes, so your wife should like them. But they will have that sort of light, closer to sweet and less bitter with just a little hint of fruit that it sounds like you want. So look for the triple style of beer, specifically, like I said, Le Fin du Monde or Triple Carmelite would probably be what would be most up your alley.
Wow. That's incredibly thorough.
Yeah.
You're giving people like 100% accurate answers to the question.
Well, maybe. They may both respond like, I hated the beer you recommended.
I mean, we have the most professional Katie in any podcast.
Buyer beware.
Yeah, also, if you're going to drink vodka, don't drink Sky. Just don't do it.
All right, that's a podcast for us. Again, follow Mise en Minis on Facebook, Mise en Minis and Mise en Minis Miami. Share the same Facebook.
We're not going to hear what Stack Up Crumbs Bomb.
I mean, I could go to it. Like,
you guys need a new Facebook?
No,
okay. Moving it.
No, we don't need a new Facebook.
We could create
our Facebook. Yeah. We could, but we're not going to.
I mean, making Facebook's account is like super difficult. I don't really know how to do it.
All our Facebook is now. It's like all just like Nigel.
It's Nigel.
Nigel has stopped posting anything on his own Facebook, and he's actually just using Mise en Minis.
Yeah, I've noticed
like,
that.
He's
actually.
Like, I ate a burger today. I'm like, I'm assuming this is Nigel.
There was one I actually thought was Nigel, and it was 100% John. It was like asking for a bromance, and I was like, "What?
What? That was John?
That was John? Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. Because you can go in as an admin, you can see who posted
it. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And anyway, so yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Mise en Minis. That is mostly me. And if you see a weird post, that's probably because for some reason my Twitter and Facebook are linked, or well, my
Twitter. That ends up leading to some hysterical.
Also, meth is a hell of a drug.
So I'm Colin.
Josh.
Guest. Anyways.
All right, guest. Guest IDK.
Trump.
Lance.
Fox.
Thanks for listening.
Wow.
scrambling. Do it into the microphone. Do it in the microphone.
All the shits. All that.
I want to eventually be able to say, yeah, Lance, hit it, and then he cuts to MC Hammer. Can't touch this.
Oh, these cookies are going to make me sick.
Yeah, me too. They're not quite cooked all the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's really bad.
Amy, they're not quite cooked all the way through.
I don't think he'd have a problem telling me that.
Amy, your cookies aren't cooked all the way through.
First we gonna rock, and then we gonna roll.
What?
Here.
The cats are going to get into it.
Yeah. Here, I have some chip things. You can have those if you want.
This is how
hey,
you
I need a pen.
Cats.
Do you have a pen?
No. I thought you couldn't hear it.
That was Fox and I.
They're a little undercooked.
Colin can always.
Oh, all right.
When she pulled them out, I was like, there's a little undercooked. She's like, no longer. She's like, no, they'll be perfect because they'll keep baking on the rack and then they'll be gooey in the center. Crispy on the outside.
Yeah, I had three and I'm done. Three was way too many.
Are we actually recording right now?
Yeah, we have been. Whoops.
I mean, we've been talking to somebody who doesn't have a mic up to his face.
Maybe we should checking.
Mic check.
God damn. Fucking, this is in the headphones, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
His headphones are literally
full.
Yeah.
But yeah, my voice is going, so...
That's gonna be fun.
I've been singing a little too much Frozen songs today.
I mean, he's been singing too much DMX.
Yeah.
With the nonstop pop, pop, and stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart. I'll make a motherfucker wonder if he did it.
Well. And...
Did you ever see on Jimmy Kimmel that Benedict Cumberbatch doing the lyrics to R. Kelly?
Yes.
I'm going to make your booty sweat. Dig it. Just him, like, winking at that.
Go get your own headphones.
I am.
Do it.
Well, hopefully the volume on these is
good. I have headphones. You can't use them.
You couldn't check the level of the mics before we started?
Well, get me a pen. Because
he doesn't have headphones.
This is the most half-assed podcast I've ever been a part of.
Really?
No.
You found the lead cast enough. Yeah. No, we're not even close to that half-assed.
Now all I have in my head is, first we're going to rock,
then we're going to roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Oh, God.
Why is that good? I don't know why it's funny. It just is.
It's just amazing.
It's just one of those things.
I do love how people have been asking for Maxon to be back on the podcast. Oh, also in Cedar Rapids, we ran into somebody you went to college with.
Dan
White. Also plays War Machine.
Dan White.
I don't remember his name. But
was he playing Minions?
Yes.
Dan White.
All right, Dan White. Yeah.
Yep. Where'd you go to college?
University of Iowa. And Purdue, but...
Mostly. And this is as good as you came out with. Sounds like a good degree.
Yep.
I got on a podcast.
Yep. That's what I did with my degree. I got on this podcast that makes no money.
For us.
all of it for John.
Yeah.
I would say it has not made money yet. We're still not at that point. Even John is not at that point.
He's planning on retiring in like 2 years with $3 million from token sales.
It's a Ponzi scheme, y'all.
It is. He's going to get you to buy a set of tokens and then sell some of your tokens to people
right
below you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also how meth dealers work.
Yeah. You buy like a set of Kador tokens and then you tell your buddies, you should really play just like Zerkova and Karchev, and you sell them the Zerkova and Karchev
right
tokens.
Right.
And then they are like, wow, these casters suck. And they convince somebody to play Karchev, and they sell them their Karchev tokens. But you get a cut.
If you're just
I don't see how
same,
anybody is making money off of this.
If you're just selling the same tokens over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did buy a two-sided tackle box to put all my tokens in.
You
and
got
I
pen
was separating everything out by casters, and I put like Karchev and Zerkova and Strakov, and I put them on the backside with all the rejected box I didn't want, because there's no way in hell I'm playing those casters, so who cares?
Yeah.
Pre-ramble.
Oh, I thought we were pre-rambling this whole time. Yeah. I have literally nothing left. I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
God, damn, we wasted everything.
Did you see that their Privateer Press website?
The zombies.
With the zombie thing.
It's all like boarded up.
All like
the website is down and I can't use it anymore.
Yeah. I love when corporations do April Fools. Like, April Fools, here's a product that you can never buy that you'll be excited about. Or like, April Fools, our website doesn't work. And I'm like, April Fools, you on my website.
Also, wait, did you see that Titanfall thing?
I did. It was, so...
I mean, it looked terrible.
For those of you who didn't...
What was it?
It was, for those of you who don't know, it was Titanfall Prime, where they implemented a Titan in the version of being Optimus Prime. So one of your potential Titans to, like, call down is just Optimus Prime, and you jump in them and are all Optimus Primey. Hmm. And the entire, like, video is just like, oh, whoa, Optimus Prime in Titanfall, whoa. And at some point he says, like, Titans transform and roll out or something.
Oh, my God.
But the best part of the clip is at the end. They have, like, the credit thing, like, the like, you know, Xbox symbol, and then it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Exclusively on Xbox or something, whatever. And in that clip, it says, like, only available on Xbox, like, download it today. And then it says, featuring a special new song by called Prime Time by Linkin Park.
I completely missed that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the best part.
Privateer Press just put the pictures for that new zombie keep out game that they have, and they put their faces on everything.
Yeah.
And then they made two colossal bases and just put one of their little figurines in the middle of it and said, this is a new $130 colossal, and it's just one of the little zombies.
The Brute Gargantuan.
Yeah, and then a Leaper.
The Leaper.
Yeah.
I thought that just was Lyle's normal face. I mean, Chili's normal face.
Oh.
I mean, Fat Asians.
Was that the April Fool's joke?
That was the April Fool's joke that Privateer Press has on their website.
It's not very funny.
I mean, April Fool's is not very funny.
Well, it was, like, the first couple of years they started doing stuff on the internet before people would fall for it, and they were really good, and now it's just gotten to the point where everybody's just like, well, it's national, let's not believe what's online day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everything.
Anything you read on, well, that's true. Anything you read on social media, anybody pregnant, anybody getting married, anybody doing this, it's like bullshit.
Keanu Reeves redoing Citizen Kane.
Yes. I mean, that would be legit.
That was NPR posted that.
Also,
I'm never going to NPR for any news ever again.
Every single April Fool's for the last, like, 3 years, there's been Netflix is picking up Firefly.
Or they're relaunching Firefly.
Yep. No, I was going to say they already have Firefly.
Yeah. They meant relaunching it, like starting it as a new original series.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
That one frustrated me really bad the first time I saw it.
If it's announced any day but April 1st, I will believe it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously it's not something that's happening.
Yeah.
Because it comes around every year.
Right.
And it's just, frustrating.
Mm. Yep. Trying to think of, like,
so I want to ask you guys a question in the pre-ramble. If you guys, I asked this on Twitter, and we got some sweet responses.
Yes, but I would never look him in the eye.
Wow, how did you just read my mind?
Occasionally, but only when I have a mirror at the right angle.
Wow, guys,
like on the ceiling,
right?
Okay. You guys went really with this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said Twitter. I assumed you meant personal stuff.
I asked if you had one wish. In War Machine, what would it be?
Jesus.
For, like, our faction or just in general?
Any wish. Anything you want to come true.
It's a toughie.
This is actually the most popular...
I hope your mind just went to where mine went.
It's absolutely where mine went.
Oh, no.
Is it that Warhammer 40K... diagram or like,
oh no,
oh, no, no,
no, my mind didn't go there.
I'm confused. What
is it? Where the deer's go. Yeah.
I just, it was like Thelma or from like Scooby Doo. Just like, ooh, I got a toughie.
Wait, when did she ever say I got a toughie?
She doesn't. She says I've got a clue. Like that. Like,
I've got a clue.
I got a raging clue and like a toughie.
Look, a clue.
Okay. I get where you're coming from now.
If anything, like Fluffwise or like
anything. It could be Fluffwise.
He said anything, Nick.
Model-wise. Like, here's some of the examples of what people gave me. Like Trevor from Chain Attack says, better tiebreaker system for steamroller.
And he wrote that big... Did anybody read that article about...
I did not read that article.
I mean, I feel like you stole that idea from us, so...
Yeah. He mentioned it in that podcast. He's like, hey, I liked what you guys talked about it, and I'm going to write an article about it really soon. And
it
really
was
soon.
Our idea. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he posted
it. He said it was our idea.
Yeah. I think he just said we were talking about it, and he was going to talk about it.
It wasn't really an idea. So, it was more of a suggestion.
Do the DCI system.
Another one that was pretty sweet was permanent established characters dying or switching factions. So that could be dying in fluff or... like switching factions.
Yeah, I don't think it really makes any difference because I mean we're already playing different timelined versions of the casters. So if we're playing them post mortem, I don't think it matters.
I mean, if they're dead in the fluff, that could mean game, like somehow dead in the game state. Like they could be just
calling fluffing rules.
I don't think this game will ever like remove old casters. They'll errata them, but they will not remove them.
Actually, no. We talked about that one. It sounded like a mom cast of.
No.
A mom cast of like the problem with mini games is that eventually there reaches a critical mass of like there's too many models in the game to balance together.
Right.
And so the game needs to be like. Either somehow, like, completely rebooted or, like, chunked up into segments, like, I imagine.
Right.
Chunked up into, like...
Except that this game is different in the sense that, like, we already see a bunch of models that effectively do very similar things, just in slightly different ways, right?
Right.
Like, there's Mortality, Calamity, and Crippling Grasp, right? Like, and you can make... Like, you can keep doing the same things in, like, slightly different ways and different factions and for a long time and not have to worry about balance too much.
Yeah, except eventually that...
Eventually, but, like, I think we're talking... Particularly when we're talking about a release cycle that releases, like, one new caster a year, which are clearly the most difficult things to keep balanced, you're talking about a long time in the future before they have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, if you read the Vengeance book, kind of from an overall standpoint, they talk about the junior warcasters as being like these are up and coming people, and they're going to eventually get to be full powered or something like that.
That's
so
what I want to see happen. I want to see all these up and coming things that people are thinking are going to just like eventually they'll become like Jedi masters and be for reals these warcasters. I want them to all die in the fluff at some point, so they just never become full grown warcasters.
Well,
they're just
happening.
Juniors. I hope that's that's what I want. Is to crush everyone's dream by just like having Jakes get murdered. By like Sorsha.
Should
Jeez.
Actually be like a big pile up of all the juniors fighting. And then like
it's just like free for all.
Like, we're gonna decide our nation's histories and they just charge at each other in a big
free for all.
They all like die except Alara is like the last one standing and then Kane just like shoots her.
Jakes cannot die.
That's
I
perfect.
Would rage if Jakes died.
Why?
Why? Because you know her fluff background of all four paragraphs of it. And she's so cool.
She's
four paragraphs.
Very hot. Damn Jakes.
Damn Jakes.
So here's my wish. I wish that Jakes grows a penis.
No, she had one all along.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want
so
Jakes
just,
to actually
you want
be a
Jakes
man.
And Chad to relive the crying game.
Yes. That's my War Machine wish. That's my Jesus War Machine. Christ. I would like to see Chad's face when he finally gets Jake's pants off. And there is a huge, huge...
Jake's gonna give it to you.
Gonna give it to you.
First
oh
we gonna rock!
Oh
then we
God.
Gonna roll!
What?
Oh, Jesus. So, the reason why I brought up that topic...
we didn't really go anywhere with that, I'm sorry.
I mean, I know what I want all the juniors to die.
I got what I wanted.
A penis.
A penis on Jake's.
It's a bad time. It's like...
Now I'm too
it's
horrified
like effing, it's like effing Christmas.
I'm too horrified to answer your question.
There should be.
There's one now.
Every now and then, I think that Corbeau might be one, because everyone like always puts like so much makeup on her, and I'm just like, this is too over the top. But
this is like almost drag queen style.
Yeah. As far as I know, there's no trannies. I'd be down with some trannies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
no, it's just meant in general. You'd be down for some trannies.
Yeah. I'd never rule anything out. That's how you live an exciting life.
Do anything once.
Jesus.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Colin, you were saying why
okay.
you asked.
Basically, somebody on Twitter hit it on the nose of why I asked this question. Their answer was that if they had one wish, they would have Colin's wild speculation and characters made into real War Machine.
No, I have no desire for that to happen.
I still do.
No.
Samesies.
Yeah. That was so here's, exactly I enjoyed this. This Cullen, like, asked this question. He's not really interested in anything
no.
anyone has to say.
No.
He's just like, I hope somebody out there confirms I'm sweet.
Yeah.
Like, exactly yeah. what happened.
They're yeah. actually, here's an open-ended question. There is a right answer.
No. I mean,
no, this is for everybody to discuss, but there right is
yeah.
one right answer. Yeah. yeah. Oh, my God.
No, I legitimately wanted to know what people thought, and I thought some of them were really sweet.
Like, what were they?
Like, the ones I've already told you.
Like the Jake Penis one?
Can we do... Maybe we can talk... I can tell a story about Chad pulling down Jake's pants. And you can do... Now, that's what I call a crying game, and I'm like the... Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes! Perfect. Oh my! Yeah, we didn't have a joke, so this is perfect.
I mean, that's not even really a joke.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah!
It's not even really a pun. It's just going to yeah. be it's straight on
oh,
reference
yeah. did
to
you
a
actually
movie.
Think
no,
of
I
one?
Did not have
one. No, he couldn't think of one.
You're dropping the ball.
Yeah.
This is your thing.
I mean, I figured eventually we would just transition into our opening music just being Miami by...
No, you have Will to do Smith. It every week.
Yeah, you don't do it every week. What's the point?
I agree.
Everybody's expecting it. It's
no
been
one
a
actually,
month
no
now.
No one actually wants to watch CSI Miami.
No, but they...
Well, yeah,
they
which
wanna...
is why we can't just go right into their music, because then they would turn us off. You're on the spot. Go with this.
So sleepy. I'm so sleepy.
Anytime.
Are we out of the pre?
I don't have one.
Are we done with the pre-ramble then?
No, we're just.
I thought we already got one. I thought that was it.
Start this
yeah, I assumed that I was getting ready to tell the story about this game that.
What's the song gonna work?
No, that one actually works.
But it's fine. It.
I mean,
it's not,
if
it's
Fox
not a
likes
pun.
It, then it's probably not good
right,
enough. Yeah. Fox is supposed to hate
so
it.
So I was just gonna be like, yes. "All right, here I'll start telling a story, and if you don't like it, then you can bail out." Like,
do no, we'll just do it. No right. bailouts. What do I look?
That's
like? What do I look like?
Right.
A corporation?
No,
to
no,
you?
No, no pulling out. I'm not a sofa.
Oh my God,
that's what I always say. And then I cry.
Yeah.
This is number 5, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I
this is number 4, so
Jeez.
I can intro it. Don't
at least he's one off, okay. And not like. Episode 1.
There's only been 5. How are you off at this point?
As it turns out, I use the same format.
Uh-huh.
So I just go on to the old
God
one.
Damn it. I wish there was a typo here and it said Colin touches seed one more time. I wish there wasn't.
Oh gosh, I actually need to look for typos.
Just give it to him one more
I
time.
Love typos.
Yeah, we can talk
damn
about
it, Fox.
What?
Love typos.
I do.
Ha ha ha.